I'm happy enough with her, mate. And, you know, it's got a good Caulfield record. I always been able to race to go in the spring, but it is a real race there today, and anything could happen, really.
Mm. Your two blue diamond horses, Sam Peake and Blinker Switchy Mine, and Bantam's got a nice draw, and Blinkers as well.
Yeah, well, that's sort of, I just sort of kept it up my sleeve, you know, with both of them, you know, to produce later on in their preps. And I thought, you know, with Stampede, I thought the difference between, say, the Blue Diamond as opposed to the Oakley Plate, the speed had drawn wide, and, you know, they're going to sort of come across here with a good bit of pressure. I was sort of happy enough when he drew out, to be honest. If he could get sort of midfield or just worse, at least stay intact this week, you know, that'll give him a chance to be in the finish. I thought that both the colts, you know, out of that race the other day, had a wonderful chance to get themselves into the race, and at Woods Square won, you know.
You've discovered Adelaide today. You got two runners in Adelaide. Bella Marge, race 5, Sabcat, race 8. Any chance?
Well, Bella Hamage would be the best of the two. You know, there's a bit of form out of the race she won. Hazy's little horse is drawn outside, so whether they press on, but Bell Hamage jumps, puts herself into the race, worked well, improves into win. She's not a superstar, but that's why she's probably in Adelaide. The other fella, Progressive Young Stayer, is not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he has some sort of staying capacity going forward, and, you know, they're fitting well.
Good luck today.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you. John O'Shea running through them all. Just gone 8 o'clock, Ron, but Peter Vallandis is joining us now ahead of our preview of today's Group 1 day. Peter, of course, the CEO of Racing New South Wales. Hello, Pete. Oh, it was such a big introduction too. Righto. Peter Vallandis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Pete, such a build-up. The start today of the Autumn Carnival and then tomorrow the Country Championships.
Look, very exciting times for New South Wales racing. I think this is one of the most preempted autumn carnivals, and to have now the provincial and country championships just puts the cherry on the cake.
Tomorrow we're off to Bathurst. These are $100,000 races. There's markets open from the tab already on the race tomorrow, and the build-up seems to be really big for Bathurst.
Look, it's been embraced, this country and provincial championship. We've been getting enormous media coverage throughout the state. And for it to be in its very first year, I think in 10 years we'll look back and say, what a great series this has turned out to be. It's involving everyone in New South Wales. You're going to have Team Grafton, Team Port Macquarie, or Team Dubbo, or Team Albury. There's going to be all these country people coming to Randwick for the big $300,000 final. And I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Peter, as a punter looking at these races, I don't think you'll have to wait 10 years. I think without a race being run, looking at those fields at Bathurst tomorrow, I've never seen a better program at Bathurst. And I picked up the nominations for Wyong, and everyone, some of the best stories of the championships will come out of these races. There's no doubt about it.
Couldn't agree with you more. And as we know, the grassroots is in our country and provincial areas. And this is the biggest promotion racing New South Wales has ever done in these in the country and provincial, and we're really looking forward to it.
Pete, to coincide with it, we're putting our cap on as well. Tab have put forward a $5,000 tab voucher, Ron. That's right, a $5,000 tab voucher. We're going to have one of our country callers that will be, in fact, calling the Randwick final of the country championship on April 4. Cole Hodges, Anthony Collins, Bob Patchkey, Alan Hull and Mitch Manners are calling the country series out there at their respective areas over the next month. And Pete, through a competition through the Sky Racing Facebook page, a listener or a liker of one of those callers wins a $5,000 tab voucher.
Absolutely, great promotion. And not only that, anyone that goes to Bathurst tomorrow, we've got the Racing and Grazing promotion, which is a free gourmet barbecue for any person, except Andrew Bensley. We've barred you, Andrew. So it's anyone, you go there and eat as much gourmet food as you want, all for free. Oh. We've also got the beautiful Francesca Cumani going out. We've got Hugh Bowman. And we've got Rob and Lindsay, two of the celebrities from My Kitchen Rules. Rob is a ex-Texan, very witty personality, and he's got a very, very beautiful daughter. So I think Bathurst is going to be the buzz all tomorrow.
Yeah, it will be. And Sky Racing World, which is now on the basic tier from today, you don't have to pay your $5 anymore. You'll be able to watch it all live tomorrow. Greg Radley, trackside with Tim Moses and all the rest of the team. Matt Jenkins from Tabbers there as well tomorrow. So if you can't get there, you can watch it all on Sky Racing World. Good luck with it, Pete.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Good on you. Peter Volandis there, the CEO of Racing New South Wales. And there's more on that Country Callers competition on our Sky Racing Facebook page. In fact, it'll be officially launched tomorrow morning on Retro. We're going to take a break and then we'll get into our preview for Warwick Farm.
There's no better place to trade your bloodstock than at an Inglis auction. And the Inglis Autumn Thoroughbred Sale is just around the corner on Friday, March 13 at Newmarket, Randwick. Don't miss your chance with entries for this online catalogue closing on Friday, March 6. The catalogue will be available online from Tuesday, March 10, with printed catalogues available on sale day. For information and entry forms, visit inglis.com.au. That's inglis.com.au.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompt. It's that easy.
Well, we're looking forward to Star Stable. It begins a week today, Randwick Guineas Day. It's got prizes, more than $19,000 worth of prizes up for grabs, and you need to put your team together in the next few days. I've got mine now, Ron. I've got a secret code, so you can't get in there. Don't even try to, Ron. The Star Stable competition, it all begins this time next Saturday, Randwick Guineas Day. Go to starstable.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse invite you to an open day, Sunday the 15th of March, at the Theatre of the Horse, Royal Randwick, from 12:30. Enjoy our gathering with Gay whilst viewing our magnificent yearlings available. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications ask you to join me at Theatre of the Horse here at Royal Randwick on Sunday the 15th of March.
For further details and to RSVP, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
With all the latest news and tips, this is Racing HQ Saturday on Sky Sports Radio.
How dare I forget the scratchings? Let's have a look at them for our tab meetings today. Warwick Farm, fine and a soft 5, penetrometer 5.11, and the rail is true. Race 1, take out 10, ruling dynasty, number 10. Race 2 is clear, the third, number 9, Thorsburn, number 9. Races 4, 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7, number 6, Thump. Race 7, number 6. And race 8, take out 7, Darcy Wood, and 11, Last Try Wins, 7 and 11. Light on for scratchings at Warwick Farm. Kembla Grange, fine and a heavy 8, the rail at 6 metres. Race 1, 1, Blazon Tails, 4, Maguari, and 8, Lavalier, 1, 4 and 8. Race 2 is clear, the 3rd, number 3, Distorted Demand, and 7, Bala Malika, 3 and 7. Race 4, number 10, Stoic, number 10. Race 5 at Kembla, 2, Turf Speedy, and 4, Magic Archer, 2 and 4. Race 6, number 5, Cat's Wish, number 5. And race 7, 9, American Patriot, and 11, Fast Knits, 9 and 11. Gunnedah is another tab program in New South Wales. Overcast and a soft 5, the rail true. They've had 18 millimetres in the last 24 hours. Race 1, take out number 6. Race 2 at Gunnedah, take out 2, 10, 11, 14 and 17. Race 3, 9, 12, 17 and 18. Gunnedah Race 4, 3, 8, 17 and 18. Race 5 clear and Race 6, take out number 14. And there is a late scratching of the emergency in race 1. Race 1, number 15, is a late scratching. They're our tab programs for New South Wales. To Caulfield in Melbourne, overcast this morning, a good 4, penetrometer 5.2. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 2, Politeness, number 2. Races 3, 4, 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7, number 2, Flamberge, and 17, Eloping, 2 and 17. Race 8, the Blue Diamond, take out 12, Claudia Jean, number 12. And race 9, 3, Gotta Take Care, 8, Escardo, 9, Phantom Brew, 12, Inishowen, and 16, Subiaso. 3, 8, 9, 12 and 16. A good four, but it will be upgraded there at Caulfield. Doomben, these are the current scratchings. It's overcast and a soft 5, possible showers, and the penetrometer 5.4. Race 1, take out at the moment, number 4, 1 stand out, number 4. Race 2, number 7, highly gentle, number 7. Race 3, number 1, the conspirator, 3, bizarre, 5, tiger dimogen, 8, treat me like a lady, 12, rock royalty, and the emergencies 19 and 21. Race 4, 1 upstart pride, 7 payback, 11 heart of thunder, and 14 Felsini. Race 5 at Doomben, 9 Harkasan, 12 classic element, 13 Aerostar, and 14 had me at hello. Race 6 at the moment is clear. Race 7, take out 9 Cash and Style, 14 Tough Tamiz, and 17 Shellacking. Race 8, 1 finishing card, 11 Hora Sexter, and 12 That'll Be Good. And race 9, number 14, Right Cheek. They are the current scratchings for Doomben. And finally, Morfordville in Adelaide. The weather is overcast. Track is a good 4. These are interim scratchings. Race 1, number 5, Elba Brown, number 5. Race 2, number 1, Rivers Lane, number 1. The 3rd, 5, Belzac and 10, Cool Maverick, 5 and 10. Race 4, number 1, I Am Gypsy, number 1. Race 5, 4, Don't Doubt Mama, 8, Schnitzel Music, 11, Almighty Girl, 12, Say Bo La Vie, 13, Right Here, and 15, Myora. 4, 8, 11, 12, 13 and 15. Race 6, number 7, Horosio, number 7. Race 7, number 5, Refectory, number 5. And race 8 at Morfordville, 4, Warrator and number 17, Anarada, 4 and 17. They put 3 mils on yesterday. Track is a good 4 with a penetrometer of 5.5 and the weather is overcast. And they are the scratchings for today's TAB programs. 13 after 8 it is. Let's welcome back in Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser as we start looking at Warwick Farm. Ray Murray is about to join us to have a look at Warwick Farm before we get stuck into this. Well, we know we're running a bit late, but we'll hurl into it. Ray Murray is... online. Good morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, hi, Andrew. Dub.
G'day, Ray.
Righto. Morning, Ray. Righto, Ray. What have you got for us there?
Sebring Sun in the Skyline. You mentioned earlier, we made a constant, no criticism of the ride, but she did get chopped out at the top of the straight and had a lot of trouble in getting a runner. I think it probably could have got the major end of the prize that... in the Lonro plate back at Randwick on the 14th of February, beaten 1.1 by Haptic.
Right.
Race 4, you spoke to Blake Shin. First seal ran second. A drift just was a little stronger to the line, beaten 3/4, but we did speak to Blake Shin, some interference there about the 600 where he tried to push out and get into the... going wider on the track. His sort of concentration for much of the race was getting away from the inside going, and from being about third rails, he finished up back midfield and gave a drift a fair start. Winks was one that we reported not only missed the start, but got here, but shortly afterwards, and its only option was to, in the light fingers, duck back to the inside. And there was a bit of merit in its run, beaten 3 lengths.
Mm-hmm.
Take you then over to the Guy Walter. And I thought Nina Rock was a better run than looked on paper in the breeders, Andrew. The advice to the stewards, they wanted to be more forward, but it missed the start, got back, then sort of had trouble getting a run, had to cut back to the inside. three lengths away from Catkins. It wasn't going to beat Catkins, but certainly there was a bit of merit in the run, given that it wasn't able to be ridden as to where the connections wanted it.
Right.
I think that's about picture, Andrew. I don't know if there's much else there that could help the punters.
Righto. And very briefly, you've had all the evidence now with the Darren Smith case and the steward's decision over the next few days?
It'll either be Monday or Tuesday, okay. And we'll release that. And obviously, depending on our decision as to whether that needs to go forward to penalty or whether that's the end of the matter, we'll announce early in the week.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ray. Ray Murray, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Morning, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronald. Good morning, Michael. Great to be at Warwick Farm, but I'll get it off my chest first up, boys. Surely it's time we've got a race named after Tommy Brazel at Warwick Farm.
Haven't we done that yet?
Yeah.
No. Come on. Surely there's a race. Yes. Come on.
Well, let's hope so. Let's have a look at the program, Glenn. The first race at Warwick Farm, 5:05.
It's the Schweppes Handicap 2400. So if you're going to Warwick Farm, you get the chance to see the horses twice straight in front of the stands there, where Planet Purple in the first is a $21 chance. Ghost Protocol's at 14. Fraser's at 26. Sass and Kyle, 5.50. Artaby, 5.50. Blazing Dragon at 14. Danju, a $2.20 favourite. Dream Folk at 21. Last Wish at $8.50. And Ruling Dynasty came out this morning. 10 cents the win, nothing the place. Punters keen on Danju here. It opened a $3 chance. That was with Ruling Dynasty in the race. But it has been a genuine firmer. Best supported to beat it for a very long way away is Artaby and then Sass and Kyle.
Speed in the race. Well, Fraser's rolls forward. Artaby holds its spot. I think Last Wish in a race where there won't be the mad pace from Ramwick last start, I think it'll hold its spot. Dan Jew, well, took it first 800 metres to walk to get around in a slow speed and lead at Ramwick the other day. I don't really think that's its go. I think it and Sass and Kyle will try and find a spot just behind them.
Yeah, it'll be a little battle of tactics, but I agree with Fraser's as going forward. I don't know what he does on the favourite. He's a fairly adaptable sort of a horse. So he's quite likeable, Dan Jew. He's short enough now, 220. He beat nothing, but he did it with style. I think he's obviously right in this race, but he's rock bottom odds. 7 on top. The 9 Last Wish. I like the way he presents here. He had that real hard run after 6 weeks off the other day. He just wasn't tough enough for that style of race. A quicker backup suits him here, and he'll be right in the finish, I'd suggest, on his old home track. 5 Artaby. Should have won his last three. Hard to line up here, but Chris seemed happy enough with him this morning. And Sass and Kyle, number 4. Look, he looks an improving stayer off a good win. He's had a month since and up to 2,400, but that's the norm for the stable, and he does get the claim. I'm 7, 9, 5 and 4.
Yeah, look, I agree pretty much. I've got the same Cornell as you, but I've actually flipped them around. I've got a lot of respect for the favourite. He's coming through sort of benchmark 70 races and only lightly raced, but I think you can't get too caught up with these stayers in the class. It's more about them being able to get over the ground. So I totally agree that he's right in the race, but rock bottom price. I do like the 9 a bit here, Last Wish, and pretty much for all the reasons you said, Ron. She'd had a bit of time off. She got into that suicide race the other day. She ran out of puff the last little bit, but certainly didn't drop out. I think with that run under her belt, getting a much softer run here, I think she presents really well in this race, Last Wish, this gelding. I'll get it right eventually. I'm 9 to beat 7, 4 Sass and Kyle. We've got to run the trip, but its racing pattern suggests, being a good closer, that won't go against it. And I've thrown Blazing Dragon in for 4th, a non-winner at this trip, I think, has been placed 4 times. But this horse's last 3 wins have been at Warwick Farm, and he's one that can close into the minor end of things. I'm 9, 7, 4 and 6.
Josh Fleming calls for Sky Sports Radio. He likes the favourite Dan Jew, number 7, to beat 4, 5 and 2. Race two is the first of the two-year-olds, Glenn.
Yeah, the Pro Ride, that's the artificial surface there. The Skyline Stakes, where Odyssey Moon here, $21. Salerno, the same, $21. Sebring Sun, $3.80. Wolfcry, the same, $3.80. Exosphere, the favourite, at $2.30. Mogadors at $7, and Sunflash at $35. Best supported runner here is the Gary Portelli trained Sebring Sun. We've heard all about it this morning. $4.40 into $3.80. Not a great deal over the favourite Exosphere, who's just in a roll, $2.35 to $2.30. And Wolf Cry's held its spot there as third pick.
Well, Odyssey Moon rolls forward from that good draw. Mogador. John O'Shea hinted that it would probably go forward and sit outside the lead. Exosphere will, if it comes away clean, it should hold its spot. What else have we got there? Barrier 5. Salino won't be too far away. Sebring Sun, I would imagine that Blake will take hold in this small field and settle maybe outside Wolf Cry.
Yeah, I had Salino leading myself and Odyssey Moon with him, and obviously, like John said, Mogador will try and push up outside the lead, but that looks the speed to me. You had to be impressed with the Kembla Grange performance of Exosphere. He just could not have been more impressive. He ran time, he did it with style. I know it was a wet track, which is some little query, but you have to trust your eye, and he was pretty good. He looks a slip of dark horse. We'll find that out today. Sebring Sun, well, you could make a case he should have beat Haptic last time. He was unlucky not to win. He'll have supporters at home here, and he's right at the top of his game, and he looks in fantastic shape. Of the others, four, Wolf Cry, very promising horse, suited at 1,200 metres here, and should be in the finish. Another big, strong horse who may even come into his own as we get into these longer two-year-old races. That's not saying he can't win today. And best of the rest is Mogador, who, look, let's face it, he was odds on against Exosphere last time and may have found Exosphere too good on the day, but John seems to think there's not much between them. 5, 3, 4, 6.
I like the 3, Sebring Sun. I think it'll win. I'm pretty keen on this. It's coming out of two really good fast-run races at Randwick, both behind Haptic. The form out of both of those races has been franked. I think he was completely luckless last start. I think he should have won comfortably. Winona didn't do anything wrong, but just, you know, everything unfolded the wrong way for it. If he gets clear running in this small field, especially getting to the outside here at Warwick Farm, I think it'll run straight past them. I like it to beat the favourite, Exosphere. Look, it did run time, I concede, but it was race one. It ran down the best part of the track, for sure and certain. It beat all unraced horses. Apart from the stablemate who ran second, the rest of the field, I think there was four other runners, they were all over on the inside in the worst ground, and they didn't know what they were doing. So basically it was two stablemates having an exhibition gallop. So, look, I'll be more convinced once I see it today if it improves again. But at this stage, I'm with Sebring Sun to beat the favourite. Then Odyssey Moon, I haven't given up on it yet. And for fourth, number four, Wolf Cry. Really impressed with its first up performance, but it went so good, I'm just slightly concerned that, you know, it may not repeat it. But if it does, watch out. So I'm 3, 5, 1, and 4.
I will say that, you know, the horse that did run third in that brace.
It has won since.
Yeah, won at Hawkesbury the other day.
Yep.
So, look, it was. I get your point. It was in the worst part of the track, but it has franked the form to a certain extent, surely.
Yeah, I'm not completely sacking it, but I'd like to see it against better horses.
Fair enough.
Three's the fancy also for Josh Fleming, Sebring Sun, to beat 5, 4, and 6. 3, 5, 4, and 6. This season, the fillies' numbers have always been larger than the boys, and it's the case here, Glenn, in race three.
Yes, the Les Johnson Memorial Sweet Embrace here, the third race on the program at the farm for the babies. Lady Zhivago is a $9.50 chance. Tibra Gargan Miss, I'll go with that anyway, at $21. Sorry if it's a wrong
one. No, it's right.
It is? Righto, thank you. Italy at $15. Racy at $21. Always Allison at $2.80 favourite. Makuchi at $8. Heavenly Hand at $17. Speak Fondly at $4.20. Thorsborn is out, no deduction. Mowgli at $13. Circular $11. And Alpina is a $35 chance. Nowhere probably as vigorous as the betting in the Colts, the best supported runner here is Speak Fondly. For Gay, in front of Always Allison, then Lady Zhivago, and then Heavenly Hand, who as much as 100-1 was given about.
Speed, well, number two, Tibra Gargan Miss, will press forward. Always Allison, the favourites, are going to hold its spot. I think Speak Fondly first up from Gay's stable will press forward. Italy's going to try and come across and find a spot, and then you've got a bunch of them sitting behind it. But they're the four that I had going forward, Ron.
Yeah, agree with that. I like the favourite. Not totally sold on Barrier 1, but it was a good debut win. Loved the trial since. She's yet to be headed, and she looks hard to beat again. Always Allison on top. 1,200 will be no issue. It was 1,150 last time. I think Circular's the danger. Looks good odds at $11. Beaten favourite in what I thought was a strong midweek race in her debut. And look, it gets the winkers today, and obviously the home track is always a big advantage here at Warwick Farm. Invariably, we walk out of this meeting and say, why didn't we bet just back the home trackers? You know, they've won 7 of the 8 races. That happens here a lot. So horses trained at Warwick Farm, give them a tick here today, and Circular obviously is one. 8 Speak Fondly, good reports coming about her, tongue tie on, good in the Jim Croke, 2 trials, and she's certainly in the mix. And best of the rest is Mike Coochie, stablemate of the favourite. Quite like her. She's got running in all the right races there, I'd suggest, and she's got good Saturday form, and she's also had that nice easy trial since that last run behind Fireworks. 5, 11, 8 and 6.
I like the 6, Micucci, the one that you just tipped there for 4th. As you said, it's been in 3 races, all have been franked. It debuted behind Ottoman and Pride of Dubai, went terrific, ran on well in the worst ground, then went around behind Julietta at Rose Hill. The form out of that race has been franked enormously, and then went around behind Fireworks and Lake Geneva. It goes around the Blue Diamond as a live chance today. I think the form around this horse is far superior to the others, and the only thing that stops it from being an absolute, you know, belter of a chance is where it's going to be in the run if it gets too far back and can't make the ground. But I think ability-wise, this filly's right in the race. I've got her clearly on top of what have we got here? Number 10, I'll put it in from Clary Connor's yard, Mowgli. Debuted at Canterbury, didn't know what it was doing, but showed plenty of ability and got to the line strongly, crying out for 1,200. For 3rd, number 8, Speak Fondly from Gay's yard. Love both the trials. Her debut performance was good in the Gym Crack. And, excuse me, a roughie Lady Zhivago. When I say a roughie, she's only had the 2 starts and won impressively. She won the English race last start, and, you know, she certainly hasn't hit her peak just yet. I'm 6, 10, 8 and 1. As far as Always Allison goes, not really potting the horse, but didn't run any time. 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th have all raced since, and none of them have really gone on. And a little bit of a concern about Barrier 1 too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 6, 10, 8 and 1 there for Mike. Josh likes the favourite Always Allison, number 5, to beat 11, 8 and 6. 5, 11, 8 and 6. Now we move to the 3-year-old fillies.
Yeah, the last leg of the early quaddie here, the Surround Stakes, where Peggy Jean is a $9.50 chance. First Seal, odds on now, $1.85, after $2.40 was given about it. Amicus, 26. Winks at 8. Lucky Racky at 81. Abduction, 17. Adrift, 7.50. Winetails, 14. Slightly Sweet, 13. Candelara, 100. Sapara, 21. And High Above at $31. Well, every man and his dog has tipped this as their best bet of the day. First Seal. And accordingly, every punter in Australia is on it. $2.40 into $1.85 and very, very heavily supported through multis as well. The best back to beat it is actually Sapara. $51 given about it into $21. And then half as much again back to Peggy Jean. But real good support for First Seal.
This is one of those races where there's not a whole heap of pressure here. I've got High Above crossing from the outside alley and working forward to more than likely cover the favourite First Seal. I think Amicus will come across with it. I think they'll sort of sort the speed out. Then I had a bunch of them, Ron. I had Supara, Slightly Sweet, Lucky Racky and Adrift, sort of all with similar speed. He's got to make some sort of decision on what he does on Adrift. He doesn't want to be caught four wide outside those other runners. But I haven't got a great deal of pressure here.
Yes, that's the only problem here. With we've got one of these uncompetitive 1,400 Warwick Farm races where, you know, they treat it as a barrier trial. They sit up, they sprint home, and sometimes the best horse doesn't win. So, look, I'm anticipating Blake Shin's on his toes here. He knows he's on the best filly, and although she's hit rock bottom now, I'm tipping Munsey will be calling for a nurse after this. She's a class filly. She had excuses first up, can only see improvement, and if she's in touch, it's all over. The only danger, I think, is Winx. First up run better than it reads on paper, and is the danger to the favourite here, all things being equal. Adrift was very good first up, but I just need to see her do that again. I think with the pedigree she's got and the way this race is, you know, like this is still a sprinter's race, I think everyone's anticipating she's the one as they get up into the mile and further. And best of the rest, probably Peggy Jean. Nice return and sure to improve as well. And Jar Out's okay for her. As far as the future's concerned, I'm got a very close eye on Abduction and Winetails here. Maybe not today, though. It's hard to say a special now, but because of the price. 2, 4, 7, and 1. But she is one.
Yeah, look, I've got her on top, first seal. Her first up effort was good. She ran out of puff the last little bit, but I think, Ronnie, were you saying that she was unfavoured because she had to try and push her way out from the inside?
Look, I think he did exactly the right thing. He had the way that track played, we're talking first seal, first up, aren't we?
Yep.
I thought he did a marvellous job to probably get her into the right part of the track, but it took half an hour for it to happen. And she, you could say that she should have won, but pretty hard to pot the performance.
No, not potting it at all. Look, I've got her on top. I expected a win. I think she's got to the, you know, not a ridiculous price, but she certainly has reached a price now. So we'll just leave it at that. 7 for 2nd Adrift. Caught me a little bit by surprise, but she's done nothing but improve. She's had her last 4 runs, you know, with a space between 2 of them, she's just progressed all the time. She took these fillies on for the first time last start, and you know, she got the job done. If she improves again off that run, man, watch out, because she is definitely a highly talented Sabeel filly. 2 to beat 7, 4 Winks. 1 will be up, 1 will be back. The tempo doesn't suit her. She's got a great turn of foot. If she does get into the right position at the right time, she can really test these other fillies, but I think they'll be off and gone by the time she gets clear running. And for 4th, number 1, Peggy Jean. Came up quite nicely first up, closed well in the best ground. You know, she likes the 1400, she likes the give in the ground, so she'll race well. And I agree totally, Abduction's one to watch. I like the trial, look for it to be steaming home, but I'm 2, 7, 4, and 1.
Similar numbers for Josh. He likes first seal number 2 to beat 4, 7, and 1. 2, 4, 7, and 1. That's the first 4. In a moment, the Liverpool City Cup.
Hi, it's Ron Davis. I just can't wait for the exciting autumn carnivals in Sydney and Melbourne. But you won't have to wait for the latest racing info, because every Sunday morning you'll hear Racing Retro on Sky Sports Radio. We'll chat with the winners, analyse the losers, thoroughly review the feature races, and of course, put someone in the kennel. It will be entertaining and informative. You got me wrapped up, wrapped your fingers. Racing Retro, now on Sky Sports Radio, every Sunday morning at 9.
Here's a thought for anyone renovating or building a new home.
Take a closer look at your design.
Visually, what do you think is the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home?
Windows and doors, of course.
You look through them every day. Make sure you don't look past them. They bring in light, airflow, and can assist with heating and cooling your home. Pretty important, I'd say. Wideline Windows and Doors have been manufacturing aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years.
Make sure you take a closer look.
Showrooms in Parramatta, Tuggerah, and the brand new showroom in Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
Well, we're kicking off the autumn today, and next Saturday we're kickstarting Star Stable. More than $19,000 worth of prizes are up for grabs, so please, if you've been waiting and thinking, I'll get around to it, make sure you do it by next Saturday morning, March 7, for the Randwick Guineas. You can put your teams together with some mates, mini leagues, all that sort of stuff. It's all available, the information, by going to starstable.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by the Championship Feature Markets. Check out the latest prices at tab.com.au.
Over the next 8 weeks of the Sydney Carnival, there's more than $35 million in prize money. There's 58 group races to enjoy, and this is one of them with the preview of the Liverpool City Cup with Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser. And Glenn, you better give us the market from TAB.
Okay, Andrew, only because you asked nicely. Hot Snitzel is at $9.50. Destiny's Kiss at $21. Portionnet at $5. Red Excitement, the favourite, $3.50. It's Somewhat at $9. Rudy 11, Yeoman at 51, Malavio at 17, a Slow Pace at 51, Territory 750, Thump running in this race and not the later one at $8, Gypsy Diamond at 31, Canny Ballad 51, and Singing Flame is 100s. Best supported runner here is Red Excitement, but a bit of a market rejig here. It's gone $3 out to $3.50. The best back to beat it, you'll be happy to know, Ronnie, is It's Somewhat. And third pick, popularity-wise, is Thump.
$21 in?
Yep, $21 given about It's Somewhat. And actually, there's $234 by $90 already on it today.
Okay. Speed in the race. So it's a little bit tricky, this. Aomen's back from, has had a little freshen up. It could quite possibly roll forward with Thump, obviously, going forward. And Hot Snitzel drawn the widest there, will cruise across. But without a great deal of pressure, I've got those three. Maybe Red Excitement trying to hold a spot with Malavio, and the others like to get back. So they're the ones I had the wider runners rolling forward on.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. It's another one, another. You wouldn't think you'd have an uncompetitive 1,300-metre race, but that's what happens here at Warwick Farm. Red Excitement's a bold strider, but whether he is at 1,300 is a different story.
I was just thinking that he coming back in distance and having that barrier trial where he ran along and, you know, sort of put a margin on, that just may have taken the leg speed out of the horse.
I'm inclined to agree with you. So the map's very hard for me here, and I agree Thump and maybe Hot Snitzel from out wide could be the ones. Malavio, Aomen can show more speed. So we'll leave it to the boys. I wouldn't be surprised if this horse is not far away. Number five, It's Somewhat. Geez, we've got to respect all these imports. You know, I know it's a bit of a guessing game, but his trials have been very likeable. He's got McDonald on him. I just felt that John O'Shea was half-tipping him this morning. He said I'd be all over him, 1,400 at Randwick. That was his statement. And, look, I think at the odds, he's not the odds that he was, but he's still worth a spec. Five on top, It's Somewhat. I think Hot Snitzel's the danger. I thought he was unsuited being on that inside section at Randwick first up. He has won here, and I think he's a big improver. Three, Pornichet. He seems to be ticking over beautifully. Two nice trials, and he's sure to be running well here. And best of the rest is number 11, Thump, who's got a spring and a step, and which you might be needed in this race, and her Warwick Farm form is second to none here. And I think she surprised a few winning first up, because it was expected she'd need the run. So look for a better filly here today, or a better mare here today. Competitive race where you could go any number of ways, 5, 1, 3 and 11.
Yeah, look, I think this is a great race for Thump, for this Chris Lee's trained mare. As you said, I think she was caught a few people by surprise first up winning. You know, she wasn't hard in the market, but she went really well there at Randwick. Narrow win, but, you know, had every chance. But it's a second up form that's impressive, and as Ronnie said, her Warwick Farm form, she excels at it. I think she's going to have a really soft run up on the speed. She'll be off and gone, and gee whiz, I think she'll take some running down. For second, I put in number five, It's Somewhat. Really taken with both its trials, and this is another one of these European horses. I've said it a number of times. It's got a beautiful rhythm, this horse. Got a nice action, so it tells me it's got plenty of ability and won't get too far lost in a race like this. It's just got to stay in some sort of contact with him. I think it'll be finishing strongly. For third, I put in number 12, Gypsy Diamond. She's first up here. She's put in three or four fresh appearances. She likes Warwick Farm. She'll need to be, you know, suited by the run on, but she's certainly in the mix for sure. And for fourth, number 10, Territory. Look, he's been close enough all three runs his prep in the takeover, the expressway and the Southern Cross. I think if they ride this horse cold back at Warwick Farm, where he has a tendency to excel, he can also close nicely. I'm 11, 5, 12 and 10.
And for Josh Fleming, it's number 3, Pornichet, to beat 4, 10 and 5. 3, 4, 10 and 5. Now we get to the Group 1, the Chipping Norton.
Yeah, the Liverpool City Council Chipping Norton on the program. Race 6 and 4 Teller here, a $35 chance. Bovan at 12, 5.5 star at 71. He's Your Man 11, contributor favourite 270. Hawkspur 35, Janoob 100s, Weary 11. Who Shot the Barman at 35, Ninth Legion 850, Opinion 100s, Disclaimer 100s, Hartnell at 15, Silent Achiever 10, and Lucia Valentina is a $5 chance. Best supported runner here is the favourite contributor, $3.20 given about it into its current price of $2.70. Second pick dollar-wise, not a great deal between the two down the bottom here. Lucia Valentina slightly in front of Silent Achiever. And we spoke to Chris Waller earlier. He's got 8 runners. If you think he can train the winner, you can take $3.60 about it, or you can take $1.28 that he doesn't. That's under racing extras.
Of the 8 races, there were 3 that didn't have a great deal of speed. They were races 4, 5, and this one is race 6. Ninth Legion leads quite comfortably. As I said earlier in the show, Queenstown, Malavio and Diamond Drill aren't in this race out of the Apollo, so a fair bit of the pressure's come out of it. A contributor's going to try and hold its spot. I think 5.5 star will try and, you know, work away over to be sort of reasonably handy. Weary, He's Your Man. They'll try and find some sort of spot there. They've said that Hartnell's going to go back, so I don't know who else will be up there on the speed, Ron.
Yeah, no idea. No idea. I had
except for Ninth Legion.
Yeah, Ninth Legion just ambles across and he tries to balance him. Other than that, it's going to be a tactical battle. McDonald will be, I want to be aware, you know, just find his position early and then sum up the speed. Don't know what He's Your Man does. I don't know what Weary probably rolls forward. And obviously, John O'Shea poured cold water on Hartnell going forward this morning. So it's a tactical battle other than Ninth Legion gets a picnic and probably got a good chance if now the track's going to stay dry. 5 on top, contributor. I thought it was a dominant win first up. He should box seats here, and he should be very, very hard to beat. Lucia Valentina was excellent in the Apollo. She had to duck and dive and never really got balanced and should have fought the finish out, no doubt in my mind. Little query on a second up form. Silent Achiever, no query on her second up form. She's usually much better and second up, and she did enough running on well there first up and looked in good shape. Quality mare, and He's Your Man is much better than what we saw first up, and he's a dramatic improver today, but got a very awkward draw. As far as the quaddy's concerned, they're not the only horses I can put in. I have to put Hartnell in. He's a very good horse, this, and don't underestimate him, and obviously the leader has to go in as well, Ninth Legion. Tricky outside the top pick. 5, 15, 14, 4.
Hey, look, I'm with the speed here in Ninth Legion. I think I was impressed with the win first up at Randwick in that 1400 metre race to Carrington. This horse had a pattern in all its form to take a backward step second up. It still acquitted itself well behind contributor in the Apollo, crossed from a wide draw, was up on the speed, could have been a little wider in the straight, but, you know, was well and truly beaten in the latter stages. But, you know, I'm taking into consideration of the peak performance first up. This horse's pattern is a bounce-back pattern. His third up form is terrific. He flies solo in front. I think that no issue with the track at all, and I don't think he's got any problems running 1600. He did win a 1550 race at Canterbury in the Villiers, and they ran slick time in that. So no issue at all, especially with the lack of speed here. 10 on top. I've thrown some roughies in here. I think Fortella can improve second up. I think Boban, he was much more improved performance there last start in the Apollo. And you have a look at his previous form. He wasn't going all that well before he won this race last year. So he's 2 for 2 at this track. Glenn Schofield said earlier in the week that he thinks he's turned the corner. So I'm putting him in the mix there. And for 4th, number 8, Weary. I haven't completely sacked him. His win was good first up. He may have been a bit jaded second up. And if he can find a cosy spot, the tempo may fall into his hands. I'm 10, 1, 2 and 8. Look, contributor, I can see he's a top-class horse, but you look at his form. He's been towed second up a few times, this horse. Any soft track runs he's had at all have been ordinary. So I just think that, you know, there's a couple of things against me today. I'm 10, 1, 2 and 8.
Josh Fleming likes contributor, number 5, to beat 15, 10 and 14. 5, 15, 10 and 14. And Ron and Mike, just listening to you there, it's all going to come down to the pace in the race by the sounds of it. It
certainly is.
Yeah. Just with Ninth Legion coming across. That's the Group 1 Chipping Norton. We move now to race 7. We shouldn't be having this race, Ron, should we? The guy, Walter, he tragically we lost him last year. I know Wendy and the family are going to be out there today.
Yeah, it's fitting the ATC have named a race in his honour, and especially on this day. And I think it'll be, although it's shocking circumstances, it'll be well received.
Yeah, certainly. It certainly will be, yep. Righto, Glenn, what have you got for us?
Yeah, ripper race for a ripper bloke. Cosmic Endeavour, here's a $5.50 chance. Diamond Drills, 11. Tinto at 17. Dear Demi at 8.50, Aranosa 35. Thumps out, she'll already be tired from running earlier. No deduction. Hera at 51. Arabian Gold at $4.60, now favourite. Solicit 17. Chintz 100s. Nina Rock 13. Mahar at 8. Mizabeel at 13. Tala Shan, who Benz is tipping up, at 12. Marianne at 35. Dane Siri at 26. And All Salsa, a $71 chance. Easily the best supported runner here, Arabian Gold. $7.50 given into $4.60. Second pick dollar-wise is Dear Demi, who was 10 into $8.50. And third pick is Diamond Drill.
Okay, speed in the race. Well, I think Solicit and Tala Shan will come across from their wide draws. Mizabeel will try and tag them over. I think All Salsa and Hera will also try and hold some sort of a spot. Then I thought it was up for grabs. I'm not sure how far Arabian Gold will get back or Diamond Drill will get back. And then, of course, you've got the toppy Cosmic Endeavour trying to find a spot. So I think it's the ones from the wide draw will press forward, and then there'll be a bit of a bunch-up trying to find a spot behind them.
Yeah, look, if there's any pattern in play, it'll be in play by now. Mm. And obviously we've got another one-turn race here. And she likes to roll and roll hard, Solicit. And gets a lot of favours up front if she's going any good, I tell you. Tala Shan was the other one I had going forward. Maybe Cosmic Endeavour to a certain extent. I don't know where else to look as far as others will just be jockeying for positions, I'd suggest. Hard to get confident in a race like this, but I reckon she took no part first up. When I say took no part, nothing went right for Mahara. She got back and held up and sort of was only put off the bridle the last 150 metres, and she coasted the line and really caught my eye.
She trialled great before that.
Yeah. So she had a good experience, as we say, without being knocked about. And whether she might need another one, I'm not sure, but she showed me she's come back in terrific form, and I'll lean her way. I think Dear Demi, I'll be cheering for Dear Demi. One of Munsey's mates went up $31. That was just ridiculous earlier in the week. I think she's trialling as well as ever, and she's a class mare. She'll perform well here. 8 Arabian Gold. Look, she was brilliant beating Catkins first up last preparation. And another one she seems to have... She has savaged the line in the trial coming from back the other day. So all looks positive for her. She's come back well. And look, the slows, let's face it, the slows were out for Cosmic Endeavour first up, and she raced accordingly. When I say raced accordingly, she ran fourth, only beaten 1.2. I'd suggest she'll come on brilliantly from that run, and you'll see a much much improved mare here today. I'm 12, 4, 8 and 1. Look, and look, I'm a Nina Rock fan. I'm a Solicit fan, and I don't know what to think of this. Tala Shan making her own luck up close as well. But, look, can't tip them all. 12, 4, 8 and 1.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tricky one, this. I've leant towards Arabian Gold. I think she's a class act in this race. Her fresh form is good. She's had the two trials. She's run on well 3 of her last 4 fresh appearances, and as Ronnie said, she beat Catkins first up in the Golden Pendant at Rose Hill last preparation over this distance. If she gets the right breaks at the right time, I think she's really hard to beat. The danger, I thought, was definitely Dear Demi. Plenty of reasons. Look, she's never actually won first up, but in 7 fresh appearances, she's been placed 4 times, and the 2 best of those were both her fresh runs at Warwick Farm. She ran 3rd in the Silver Shadow, 3rd in the Wiggle. Jim Cassidy goes on board. He's won a number of races on this mare. I think she's a certainty to run a place, absolute certainty to run a place, and could quite easily win the race. 2 Diamond Drill for 3rd, I should say. She raced tight first up, didn't have a great deal of room in the Apollo. Comes back to her own age here, the set weights and penalties, own sex, I should say, the set weights and penalties suit her. She maps well, she's got the right jock, she can be competitive. And for fourth, I've thrown in number 12 down the bottom there, on Mahara, not down the bottom, Mahara, for all the reasons Ronnie said, had no luck at all first up. Just warming to the task late. If she's come on from that run, she's going to be competitive for sure. I'm 8, 4, 2 and 12. And I also have a bit of respect for Solicit there. If it can, if it sort of picks up here, it could be off and gone.
And then you look at a mare like Tinto, Ron, that's been so good through her career.
Yeah, for sure. She's an underrated mare who's usually good fresh, and she more or less wins everything he sets her for. So hard to pot.
I'll say one thing about her is Tinto. If they are running on, she's got an enormous turn of foot. This horse, it can really produce some good sectionals, so you've got to bear that in mind.
Yeah. Field there, trifecta, boys. You know, just think of turnover.
Yes, that's right.
There's a few going in there. Josh Fleming likes 8 Arabian Gold to beat 1, 4, and 11. 8, 1, 4, and 11. The Guy Walter this afternoon. The last race at 5:35.
Yeah, and a bit of a come down from the previous lot, but they're still there in this benchmark 80. The last, the Cal Ray, and Floral Insight at $12. Ronnie, your favourite's back again. Ernest at $8.50, and you're not going to believe it, one of the best back runners. Le Cordon Bleu's at $2.70, Lyric at $15, Maximian at $17, Perfect Weapon $17, Darcy Woods out, as we were told yesterday by Wayne Hawks, 22 cents and 17 cents a deduction there. Caprosa at $11, Valid Contract $17, Big Buddy $26, Last Try Wins out, no deduction, Bang Bang $17, Sniper Fire, there's a good Quinella, at $12, and Press Report at $6.50. Best back runner, but only just, is Le Cordon Bleu in front of Ernie. He's the second most popular runner, and then you probably go down towards the bottom, Press Report and Sniper Fire.
Well, we've got Tale of Two Cities here with a lot of these ones that are drawn on the inside go back, and we've got the wider runners like Sniper Fire, Floral Inside, Caprosa, and what's this, Big Buddy, all coming across from wide draws. Press Report, the three-year-old will try to tag across there and maybe sit outside Bang Bang. And then, as I said, the others like to get back. But I had the wide runners going forward, Ron.
Yeah, agree. Floral Insight's a fast horse, but whether they want to use that speed at 1,200 metres, I don't know. I had Press Report coming across as well. And with a few others that could upset the apple cart here. I quite like this race, actually. I was anticipating better odds.
You're always anticipating better odds.
with the filly down the bottom here, Press Report, I thought I'd found her, and I thought, geez, Mundy might make a mistake here and put up 15 or 20 to 1.
I've told you before, Ronnie, Ablokes actually watched the races.
What, run last?
Yeah.
No, she was good first up. She just blew out the last bit in the wrong part of the track. She was beaten less than four lengths. Just look at some of the races that she's running. That should explain everything. Silver Shadow, Golden Rose, Flight Stakes, Champion Stakes. Look, she's got a bit of speed, and I don't... Like I say, I didn't mind that first up run, and with 53 kilos on her back here, I'm comfortable to be on her. I think Maximian will sprint well fresh at big odds. His trials have been okay, and he's another one that has performed okay fresh in the past, and I could easily have a little speck on him if the inside's holding up. Three Le Cordon Bleu, he just is so adaptable, wasn't he? He's come from last first up, and then he adapted to a situation winning what looks to be a strong form race last time. There was only five or six runners in it, but there's been a winner come out of it already, and an impressive winner at that. And best of the rest, well, is it Ernie? he just loves Warwick
Go
Farm.
Go on, put him in.
Well, it was either him or Sniper Fire, but we'll put Ernie in for fourth, because this is... He has a picnic here at Warwick Farm. He loves it. He has a day out. 14, 5, 3 and 2.
He certainly has a few days out.
Every run's a picnic.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I'm with you. I like this horse, Press Report. And, you know, the beaten margin, 11th of 11 first up, and only beaten 3.8. I thought it was a terrific effort in the light fingers against those, you know, our best filly. She was up on the speed in the worst ground. She knocked up a little bit, only in the latter stages. She improved nicely to win second up last preparation in a three-year-old open at Rose Hill over 1,300. If she tags across and gets into the right spot here by race eight, that could be the absolute peach place to be. And I think she's right in the race for sure. Needs a drying track, although she has been placed on a dead track, so the drier the better for her.
This is going to be dry, isn't it?
Well, they said it's, you know, it's a soft five and it's had a bit of moisture on it. But I'm just thinking it's not... No. It is Warwick Farm.
It'll be good.
And it's the last of the trip. Well, I'm just going on what the official report is, that's all. So we'll get a better guide after the first couple of races, that's for sure. But look, I like her to beat the three, Le Cordon Bleu. What you see is what you get. She's been impressive, winning both runs, the last two starts, both at Canterbury, off the speed and then on the speed. So she's only had the five runs and she's put in every time, so there's absolutely no knock on her and she should map well. For third, number 13, Sniper Fire. First up, the trial was good. She was placed on debut over 1,100 here at Warwick Farm. She went on to win two more races in that prep. I think she's got the speed to cross. She's got the right jock. She can be competitive. And for fourth, number eight, another one there, Cap Rossa, has been ticking along okay. The key to this horse's chances is this absolutely grows a leg at Warwick Farm. Blake Shin on board, it can definitely get into the minor end of things. I'm 14-3, 13-8.
14-3, 13-8 for Mike. And for Josh, he likes the 3, La Cordon Bleu, to beat 14-2-1. 3-14-2-1. So they're the 8 races. Looking at them today at Warwick Farm, early quaddies, regular quaddies, it's all there for you. What do you fancy, Mike?
Well, look, I'm going to go with two of the on paces. I really think Thump can race well. Race 5, number 11, Thump. And back it up in the following race with race 6, number 10, 9th Legion. I think you'll get a real good run for your money with both of those horses. I think they're both ready to fire. And the run of the race stuff really does look to fall into their hands.
Righto. So
you tipped a good winner last. What did you tip last week? Something good, didn't you?
Fine mist.
Yeah, that was well found. Well
thank
found.
You, Ron. That's the first time you've ever said anything nice about me in 5 years.
Yeah, well, you're throwing up.
Don't hold your breath.
I won't. Don't you worry. I won't. Serious, 5 years has taken you. Thank you, Ronnie.
I always wrap you behind your back.
But he's also doing the
as
opposite.
He stabs me.
Yes. Sharpening the knife. So the 2 for Mike, race 4, number 11, and race 6, number 10. No lays?
I contribute.
No, race 5, race 5, number 11.
Race 5, number 11.
And race 6, number 10.
Yep.
The lays, okay, if we've got time here.
Yeah, just briefly.
Look, if these are price aspects. I think always Allison's a silly price because it hasn't been proven yet. And there was one other one here, if I can find
Contributor?
It. Contributor. Yeah, I have to go. I love the horse, but I just think things aren't in place for him today.
Righto. So okay. We wish you the best, Mike.
Okay, I won't be late next week.
No, good on you, mate. Yeah, Mike Fraser there. What about you, Ron?
Yeah, look, it was going to be first seal, but I can't make odds on things best bet. So let's look for a bit of value in the last with Press Report. I think she'll race well. Race 8, number 14, is it? Yeah.
Yep, 14. Race 8, number 14, Press Report. Any of the LAY?
Not today. No. Okay. I quite like a lot of favourites today, actually. I like those contributor Always Allisons and First Seals and even, you know, Dan Jew. So I can't pot any of them, to tell you the truth.
Righto, we'll go with your best then. Race 8, number 14, Press Report. You'll be in the yard prior to each race this afternoon and then on Racing Retro tomorrow at 9. And Glenn, just before Ron goes, in an hour's time, it's Tab Talk at 10 o'clock.
Don't dare touch that dial.
No, and we've got Karen McAvoy is going to be joining us at 10 o'clock.
Yes, so Karen, if you're listening, prepare yourself, mate. You're going under the grill.
Oh, please, hang on. Please.
Oh, we've got to be hard-hitting, Andrew.
He might answer now.
Yeah.
And Peter Galagotis will join us as well to talk Mourinho. So that's on Tab Talk coming up in an hour's time at 10 o'clock. Hey, Ron.
Yes, Andrew, I'll be listening.
Enjoy it out there.
I will. It's the farm. It's I'll have to go and find the Gregory Street Director.
Yeah, does your driver know how to get there?
No, well, I've got an hour to sort it out anyway.
West of Anzac Parade, Ronnie gets lost.
Thank you, Ron.
M5, where's the M5?
Good on you, mate.
I thought he'd be dodging the tolls, actually, Ronnie. Ron, get off at King George's Road.
Ron Duffersey there, looking at Warwick Farm with Mike Fraser. Now, Glenn, you can have a brief break of a few minutes. We'll be back to look at Caulfield in a moment.
Okay, Andrew, can't wait.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club joins us. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters and all the boys there, to Glenn and Duff. And, yeah, Duff, if you need some directions to Warwick Farm, mate, no trouble at all. Yeah, as Mum's just said, get your chauffeur to give me a call and we'll point him in the right direction there
give
on
him,
the Hume Highway into Governor Macquarie Drive.
Give him a gentle reminder. Well, as I said earlier, mate, the next 8 weeks of the Sydney Autumn Carnival starting today is unbelievable action. Every city meeting, Saturdays in particular, over $35 million in prize money and 58 group races.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. It's been a really big week for the ATC. We've launched our autumn racing spectacular, Sydney Autumn Racing. It's 8 weeks of tremendous racing. We had all our ambassadors out during the week. I know you were out there on Tuesday to see them all as well. And an international ambassador as well announced during the week, Nicole Ritchie, for the Golden Slipper Carnival. It's been a huge week, as you say, 8 weeks of tremendous racing, 21 group ones, more than $36 million in prize money. And it all starts today out at Warwick Farm where... you know, it's a big day out there for the locals too, and we've deliberately targeted the local community out there. It's Liverpool City Council Chipping Norton Stakes, and anyone that lives out in those local areas and they need to get their kids to hunt down the local paper, because in the Liverpool City Champion and Liverpool Leader, there's special coupons there for families. It's a $10 ticket for two adults and as many kids as you want to bring along. I can see the sun starting to come out, and for the kids out in those lawns, there'll be a jumping castle, a petting zoo, face painting, clown shows, a whole heap of free entertainment for the kids. So what a way to kick off the carnival out at that picturesque course, and something for everybody every week. But today we really want the locals to come and embrace this great day. And of course, it's a special day too for Wendy Walter and the Walter family as we name a race in the honour of the legendary Warwick Farm trainer, Guy Walter, the first running of the Guy Walter Stakes. No doubt, and I've heard you all through the morning, many trainers and jockeys really coveting that race. And we're honoured to have Wendy as our special guest out there today. She'll make a presentation for the Guy Walter Stakes. So there'll be a bit of emotion as well as a whole heap of fun out there today, Andrew.
It will be. It'll be a special race for sure. Many trainers, particularly those that are based at Warwick Farm, like David Van Dyke, who's watched Guy Walter for many years, very keen to win that race today. Warwick Farm, the first at 1:05.
Yeah, that's right. And I should pay tribute to Wendy too. She's a marvellous gesture up in the tie of the knot bar. Where else would we put it? But there's a special plaque, a wall of the plaque, commemorating every one of Guy's 36 Group 1 wins. And Wendy kindly donated that to the club, and we've spruced it up, give it a real good polish, and put it on a wall there in the tie of the knot bar. So any one of the members, the ATC members out there today, can have a look and reminisce on a wonderful career. Some great horses, great memories there.
Looking forward to it. Out there at Warwick Farm this afternoon. Good on you, Brett. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to everybody.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. And we go from Warwick Farm today to Bathurst tomorrow, the start of the country championships. It's a soft five track now, a soft six track, I should say, right now. It did improve out of the heavy rains yesterday. So let's hope Bathurst is in really A1 shape for the start of the country championships. That's tomorrow. In a moment, we'll be looking at Blue Diamond Day at Caulfield.
Hi, it's Ron Duffison. I just can't wait for the exciting autumn carnivals in Sydney and Melbourne. But you won't have to wait for the latest racing info, because every Sunday morning you'll hear Racing Retro on Sky Sports Radio. We'll chat with the winners, analyse the losers, thoroughly review the feature races, and of course, put someone in the kennel. It will be entertaining and informative. You got me around your fingers. Racing Retro, now on Sky Sports Radio, every Sunday morning at 9.
Hi, I'm Gian Rooney. I reached some incredible highs in my swimming career, and throughout it all, I never underestimated the importance of the people who pushed me to achieve my best, in particular, my coach. But coaching can be a tough gig. That's why the Australian Sports Commission offers a free online coaching course, which aims to build the confidence and improve the skills of all coaches, no matter what the sport. Just search online coaching course. Good coaches never stop learning, and that's a big part of what makes sport so enjoyable for everyone.
Where it's moving and where it's not. Sydney traffic on the Big Sports Breakfast.
We're all clear around town at the moment. No accidents to report. Now, due to a music festival on today at Randwick Racecourse, special event clearways are in place. Delays can be expected throughout the area, throughout today. And in Wollongong, due to roadworks today, northbound is closed on New Dapto Road at Crown Street until 7 tonight. Local diversions are in place. Get into Big W today and get fit with 50% off selected fitness gear. It's a mega clearance, but only while stocks last. Visit your Big W store today. I'm Graham, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Here's a thought for anyone renovating or building a new home.
Take a closer look at your design.
Visually, what do you think is the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home?
Windows and doors, of course.
You look through them every day. Make sure you don't look past them. They bring in light, airflow, and can assist with heating and cooling your home. Pretty important, I'd say. Wideline Windows and Doors have been manufacturing aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years.
Make sure you take a closer look.
Showrooms in Parramatta, Tuggerah, and the brand new showroom in Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your sports and racing leader, and Racing HQ Saturday.
Just another mention too of Sky Racing World, Foxtel Channel 521. From today, it joins the Foxtel basic tier. You no longer have to pay your $5. It starts today. So if you've never enjoyed the experience of Sky Racing World, you can from today with Warwick Farm, Caulfield, Doomben, Morfordville, all on there on Foxtel Channel 521. And then tomorrow from Bathurst, Greg Radley, Tim Moses, Matty Jenkins from TAB, they're all going to be there on Foxtel 521 on Sky Racing World tomorrow. Caulfield for Blue Diamond Day. It's overcast in Melbourne. The track is a good 4. Penetrometer 5.2. The scratchings. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 7, number 2, Politeness. That's race 2, number 2. Races 3 to 6 are clear. Race 7, 2 Flamboos and 17 Eloping. 2 and 17. Race 8, number 12, Claudia Jean. That's race 8, number 12. And race 9, 3 Gotta Take Care, 8 Escardo, 9 Phantom Brew, 12 Inishowen, and 16 Subiaso. 3, 8, 9, 12, and 16. Dean Lester is joining us. Morning to you, Dean.
Yes, good morning, Andrew.
Getting over the shock of a 70-1 chance Written Dash winning the Typhoon Tracy last night.
Yeah, well, I've always thought she had ability, but I didn't know if it was last night would be her night, but it certainly was, and it was a big upset in the feature race.
It was. Caitlin Mathiam, by the way, the news has come through in the last hour, released from hospital at 4 o'clock this morning, and apart from probably, obviously, a bit of soreness, she's okay, Dean. No injuries.
Yeah, it's very good news, Andrew. Yeah,
good news. And Mark Hunter, good morning.
Andrew.
Looking forward to Blue Diamond Day?
I think it's an outstanding day's racing, yeah. Absolutely outstanding day's racing, and... well, it doesn't always work out this way, but it looks quite good for the punters, I reckon.
Ooh, okay. Got that feeling. You got that feeling, Dean?
I hope so. I'll just listen to Mark.
Let's go. The first race comes up at 1:30, and yes, the markets are here with Glenn Munsey from TAB.
Stakes, and good morning to one of the world's best blokes, Cole Tidy, who owned Zetative, of course, and Rommel here, the WA Galloper at $9.50, Fast Cash at $5.50, Galaxy Pegasus at $4.20, makes it equal favourite. Convincible at $18, Amada $4.20 equal favourite, Allman at $13, Honoris at $5, Schneller at $31, and Centenum is an $11 chance. Not a vigorous betting race, only because of the investments this morning. Amada is now the most popular runner in front of Galaxy Pegasus and then Rommel.
Dean Lester, give us your thoughts in race one.
Andrew, I'm going to go with Galaxy Pegasus first up from a spell. His only two defeats have actually been down the straight at Flemington at Group 1 and Group 2 level. Other than that, he's been quite impressive. He's trialled up well. I think he's got a good chance. Amada's trialled well also. Expect him to run well. Fast Cash, I don't think leading suited him at all last start. Freshened up, can improve sharply. And probably the same with Honoris. I don't know if leading at Hillside really suited him. Different scenario here, he can certainly improve. Don't have a firm opinion, but they're my top four. Andrew, 3, 5, 2, 7.
I've got the same top four here, but I'm going 5, 3, 2, and 7. I think number 5, Amada, can win. I'm actually hoping it doesn't miss the kick. I'm hoping it can roll forward. Doesn't look to be a great tempo in the race. I wouldn't mind seeing it take the lead up here, Armada. And from there, it's trialled really well, just build its momentum and be too good. For number 3, Galaxy Pegasus, who trialled well with Nicosine, who we saw run well last night. Galaxy Pegasus can roll across, sit outside Armada. Got a great hope. Number 2, Fast Cash, was ridden too close last time. Look for it to go back and run on. And 4, thick number 7, Honoris. I agree with Dean. I think it'll take a sit today. And should go better ridden that way. But pretty pretty keen on five here from 3, 2, and 7.
Race number 2 at Caulfield. Glenn, this market's changed this morning with Politeness coming out.
Yes, that's correct, Andrew. We now have Benaria at $4. Politeness came out this morning, 17 cents to win, nothing the place. Girl Guides at $3.80. Tycoon Tara, favourite, $3.20. Bippo No Bungus at $31. Precious Gem at $8.50. Choose at $7. Fuita Chiller at $18. And Street Allure a $14 chance. Once again, not a vigorous betting race, but Benaria, the most popular runner here in front of Tycoon Tara, but money also Girl Guide and Precious Gem.
Righto, I presume Mark Politeness would have been in your thoughts here. How's it changed it?
She would have been top pick for me, Andrew. I think there are two hopes here, 4 and 1. I'll go number 4, Tycoon Tara, who just getting a bit harder here, up in trip, up in weight, and a little messy spot here for the lead with Choose and Girl Guide also going forward. So just hoping it can get forward, get a good run near the front, dictate the race. It's going to be very hard to beat. I think number 1, Benaria, is the danger. Terrific mare. She was great first up. She'll be fitter. She'll be charging at the finish. Then out to number 6, Precious Gem. Loomed up first up, just died on its run. Got a place chance at odds. And I don't know what to make of number 3, Girl Guide. It was awful first up. They've gone for the blinkers. Not for me. It might run a place. 4 to beat 1, then 6 and 3.
Yeah, as I said, Andrew, I'm just going to listen to Mark. 4-1-6-3 for me. I'm with Tycoon Tara. I think she just keeps progressing well, but if she's to be beaten, it's by Benaria. 1,400 suits are better. She won this race last year. Precious Gem was terrific first up and will be just that little bit fitter for that run. And Girl Guide, she, for a super honest mare, I'm really surprised they've had to go the blinker second up. To me, that's a warning sign that she may not have come up. We'll see today. 4-1-6-3.
To race number 3, the Angus Armanasco here for the 3-year-old fillies. And some nice types here. A lot of interest on the favourite, Bottle of Smoke. Let's have a look at the market.
Yeah, we've got Fontaine Ruby here at $4.80. Sabatini at $5. Marple Miss $4.60. Thinking of You at $7. Moss Beat $14. Boundary $31. Summer Tested at $13. Bottle of Smoke favourite $3.70. J Phil's $61. Fantasy $8.41. And Find a Fitter Filly at $51. Confident move here, the toppy Fontaine Ruby, $8 in. Three times the amount of money on its nearest rival, which is Sabatini, then Thinking of You, and then Marple Miss, and also money for Moss Beat, so a very good betting race.
Dean spoke with Mick Price yesterday off-air about Bottle of Smoke. He said in time he feels that she'll be a stakes horse, but may not be as robust as some of the others in the race. Still a bit immature.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing her first time today, Andrew. But, gee, she's a good talent, and I think she's right in the mix. I'm going to go with Sabatini. I just think same sort of scenario as last time, just getting the cheap run through. She's got a great little turn of foot at the end of the races, goes well for Nick Hall. I'm going to go with her, but I do respect Bottle of Smoke. I think she's a very good filly in the making. She had plenty to offer in that win at Mornington last start. Fontaine Ruby's really genuine. She'll be up. She may even lead. She'll give a good side again, and Marple Miss coming down from Sydney in good winning form and hard fit with racing under her belt. 2-8-1-3.
I think this is a really even race. I reckon there's 6 strong chances. I was taken by the win of number 8, Bottle of Smoke. It was 3 wide and posted, and it just got stronger and stronger in the last 100 metres. Absolutely raced away. Hoping it can take a spot here, 4th, 5th, 6th, somewhere there. I think 1,400 metres is perfect. Horse going places can win. To beat number 7, Samar Tested, who wasn't given much hope 2 starts ago at Sandown, then went to Adelaide, carried the big weight. Narrow win, but was never going to lose. Drops in weight, gets D done, can roll forward and get a good run. 3 Marple Miss. Looks like it's certainly getting better with racing. It'll be up on the speed for a long way. And 4 Thinking of You, who just was ridden way too close first up and didn't finish off. Look for a quiet ride from that wider gate and it should be charging. 8, 7, 3, and 4.
To race number 4, the Autumn Classic here. Might be a few of these, Dean, that could run over the 1,800 and go to the guineas next week.
Oh, yeah, or the Alistair Clark in a couple of weeks' time, Andrew. Right. It'd have to be a really impressive winner today to back up, I think. I think maybe these are more your horses towards Alistair Clark or Rosehill Guineas and then ATC Derby.
Righto. Good interest, though, in race 4.
Yeah, Move Over Manhattan at $7.50. Magic Cool at $21. Firehouse Rock, $7.50. Hong Kong Captain at $8.50. The favourite Alpine Eagle, $2.30. Norman Rules, $21. San Padre, $35. Chill Party 81, Zar Speed 21, Minnesinger at 850, Lucky Patty 17, Pepper Jack 61, and Betsy is a $17 chance. Trim right up this favourite. We had Tony McAvoy on earlier this morning. 280 into 230 Alpine Eagle. Best back to beat it is Move Over Manhattan, then Firehouse Rock, and Very Little between Hong Kong Captain and Norman Rules.
All right, how much pace in this race, Mark, from the 1800 point of view?
Zar Speed will take up the running, Andrew, as it always does. It looks sharp in a recent jump out, even since that Mooney Valley run. And then you've probably got, from inside, you've got Pepper Jack, you've got Betsy, you've got Lucky Patty, Moon Over Manhattan rolling forward to get a spot from the middle of the pack, and I don't know what they'll do with Magic Cool from out wide. It could either go forward or back. So there should be at least genuine tempo early, and Zar Speed will quickly take up the running.
All right. How do you see it?
I think this is a really good horse here, number 5, Alpine Eagle, and I think it'll win. The Sydney run there 3 starts ago was outstanding, had a spell, gave Skellig a big start first up and ran it down, and then just absolutely destroyed them the other day. If there's a little worry with the horse, it does tend to crab around the corners, so getting to Caulfield for the first time is some concern, but it's a horse going places, and I reckon it'll get the job done. To beat number 1, Moon Over Manhattan, who was much better second up, it'll just keep improving, it'll go forward, give a great sight. 10-minute Singer jumping from an average midweeker, but did look very impressive, gets a cheap run, and then 4, Hong Kong Captain, who they rode forward last start. I don't think that's any good for the horse. It was a terrific winner, coming from the back, running down profit share at Mooney Valley. 5 from 1, 10 and 4.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Firehouse Rock here, number 3. I think he's a good Caulfield horse. He's a winner here at 1700. He ran well in the Spring Classic. He ran well here in the Autumn Stakes a couple of weeks ago. I think he'll come across on the back of Moon Over Manhattan, and I think he'll run well. I think he's over the odds. Alpine Eagle, I think, is a star. I don't think he's got a lot of ring craft yet, and that can often be found out around Caulfield, and you want to take a short price about seeing if he can handle the track. That's up to you, but you would be backing, I think, the horse with the best talent in the race. It's just whether he gets it right. Minnesinger, I thought, was a very good winner last start. It was off a ridiculously slow speed, so it's a totally different scenario today, but suspect he'll measure up. And Moon Over Manhattan, who's pretty genuine in this grade. 3, 5, 10 and 1.
They're the first 4 races. We move now to race 5, the Futurity. Just before we get the market from Glenn, small field of 8 here, Dean. Dissident, the short price favourite, which we'll get to. How's it for pace?
Andrew, I think Dry Fontaine's, as opposed to the Ore Stakes, which was very big field, but a very pedestrian tempo, I think at least Dry Fontaine will put a bit of speed into it. Whether Entirely Platinum will be as a sharp second up at 1400 and Dissident comes across with Entirely Platinum. The only other one I think might try and hold its spot would be Suavito, but Dry Fontaine I think will lead.
All right, Glenn, Dissident, what price this morning?
For you, Andrew, $1.60. Smoke and Joey at 12, Bullpoint 11, Entirely Platinum 8, Mr. Milton 100s, Guest of Honour 21, Dree Fontaine at 5.50, and Suavito a $13 chance. Well supported. Dissident $1.75, given about him into $1.60, but also very, very well coupled up in multis with a few other shorties during the day, including First Seal at Warwick Farm and Fontaton later on in the Diamond.
Righto, Dean, which one? The favourite or something else?
No, I'm with the favourite, Andrew. This is his go. 1,400 metres, Caulfield, this sort of scenario where he can just get into a race and be right on them all the way, and I think that's where he'll be, and I think he'll probably win. I think it's a good race to take the Quinella. I think Dry Fontaine will run the Quinella. Thought her recent runs have been good, probably in the worst ground, if anything, last time. She'll race well, Entirely Platinum. Whether it'll be a sharp second up at 1,400 is my query. And Smoke and Joey running on late. At least he's wanting to find the line. Feel these battle to do that. 1-7-4-2.
Yeah, I think you'll win, Andrew. Dissident, I think he'll roll forward, probably end up sitting second on Dry Fontaine. I just think he's a better horse than Dry Fontaine. He'll dictate the race. He'll kick clear in the straight, and he'll win. For second, I'll put in number 4, Entirely Platinum, who will, as Dean said, may not be a sharp today, will probably take a sit, and from that position might be able to just run down Dry Fontaine for the Quinella spot. Dry Fontaine third, and I thought Guest of Honour had a little place chance now with the Hayes and Dabernix. It's looked quite sharp in recent jump outs, can poke through inside and finish off. 1 from 4, 7 and 6.
Righto, that's race five, and that's the early quaddy, isn't it, Glenn? For the nine race card, it's on races 2 to 5.
I think you'll find, Andrew. I know the late quaddy 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's it.
2, 2, 5 with the nine race program.
That's it. 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I knew you'd be on the ball.
Righto, to race number 6, the Peter Young. And Dean, on this, and Mark, I'll get your views before the market here. All the talk now in the last couple of days is there enough pace in the race to suit Protectionist?
Well, I mean, it's the speed will be okay. It's more to the point whether Protectionist at 1800 will get around Caulfield effectively. He was magnificent at Flemington, and he was very good here at Caulfield at 2400. But Jacquinot Bay, Star Rolling, Mourinho, Real Love, I think they're the four main speed horses. Maybe Ladari will hold his spot from the inside.
All right. Mark, give us your thoughts on that and then your tips.
Yeah, look, I'm with exactly the same. No change here. I think Protectionist has got his work cut out. He's obviously a great horse, but 1800 around Caulfield, he has to be vulnerable. And as far as the speed goes, no change there. I think Jacquinot Bay comes across and leads with probably Ladari, Mourinho, Star Rolling, and Real Love going forward, and I'm not sure what Au Revoir will do.
Yeah, all right. What do you fancy?
Well, I'm tipping Mourinho, Andrew. I think this horse is fantastic odds. I think he's come back from a spell, a totally different horse. He was a good win first up, and then he was a better run second up. I think he steps out to 1800 metres here. He'll go forward. He'll get a beautiful run just behind the speed. He's racing, as I say, better this campaign. He's racing well away from Moonee Valley. I just think he's terrific odds to beat number 9, Axar, who should be dead set ready to fire. It's had four runs, it's mixed its distances, just gets a really cheap run here, sure to be springing hard. Two happy trails, was terrific first up, sitting 3 wide all the way. And I threw number 1 Protectionist in for 4th. He'll certainly go in the quaddy, but I wouldn't be shocked if the distance was just too short for him. 3, 9, 2, and 1.
Yeah, I'm going to throw another one into the mix here. 13, Real Love. I thought negative tactics first up. Loved her appearance in the yard there at Caulfield, and I thought she ran really well. I think today they'll push forward. She's very tough, and I just think at the odds on offer, I think she's a good chance. I can't believe how well Mourinho's going. He's always been a good, as Mark said, a good Moonee Valley horse, but he extended that last start to Caulfield, and now he's getting to his right sort of trip. For him to run well at 12 and 1400 is an absolute bonus. Getting to 1800's more his go. Happy Trails was terrific. It was a low pressure race at Caulfield, but he started the 3 wide trail into the race and kept going really nicely. It was a good run. He'll be very competitive, and I'll put Axar in for 4th. He's fit. He's going well. He's had 2 fairly soft runs because he hasn't had a lot of room. I think out to the longer trip will really suit him. 13, 3, 2 and 9.
Yeah, I spoke with Adam Durant yesterday, the trainer of Real Love, off-air, Dean, and he said just having that extra 2 weeks for both of his horses running today, Chester Road being the other one, it's really helped them to settle in. They're wound up today is what he said to me yesterday.
Yeah, I'm excited about her. I think she's a really good mare, and she might announce that today.
That's the Peter Young race.
We better give the market, Andrew.
Yes, you better do.
Yes, we got Protectionist here, the favourite, just out of roll in the last couple of minutes, to $3.90. Happy Trails at $4.80, Mourinho at $7, Ladari at $13, Jacquinot Bay at $18, Bagman 21, Beaten Up 51, Au Revoir at $18, Axar 9, Suntag 100s, Star Roland 31, Spillway 750, Real Love at $9. Well, $134 more on Happy Trousers. Protectionist gets back to $4 now. The boys must be listening here and just pushed it out to $3.90. $4 is better than $3.90. But that's it. $134 more on Happy Trousers and Protectionist. Third pick is Mourinho. Fourth pick is Spillway. But Happy Trails, the most popular runner so far today.
Righto, that's the Peter Young. Oakley Plate, Dean. Gee, Lord of the Sky, and probably I'm All the Talk. Am I got it right there?
Yeah, I think I'm All the Talk will probably lead Lord of the Sky. There won't be much in it, but they're drawn right beside each other, so they'll be running along. I think they're clearly the two speed horses.
Winona Costin, her first Group 1 ride today. Really excited about it when we caught up with her yesterday. What's the market here, Glenn, for the Oakley Plate?
Yeah, Bell Sprinter's a $15 chance. Flamberge came out yesterday, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. It Is Written 41, Fast and Rockin' 19. Shamel Wind at 11, Vane Queen 6.50, Lord of the Sky 12, Sistine Demon 51, A Time for Julia $8.50, Atmospherical $7.50, General Jackson's 151, then we go to I'm All the Talk 18, Iconic 12, Under the Louvre at 18, Whittington 81, Earthquake, the favourite, $5. Eloping Out, no deduction. And Nostradamus is a $12 chance. Well, best supported runner dollar-wise is Earthquake, despite the fact that it's a drifter, $4.40 out to $5. Second pick dollar-wise is Lord of the Sky, as much as $21 given about it, but this was with Flamberge in the race. Third pick, A Time for Julia, who, when we did Formline on Thursday night, was a $19 chance, and it's now $8.50. And fourth pick, Bell Sprinter.
All right, Dean, how do you see the Oakley Plate?
Andrew, yeah, very open race, wide leg of the quaddie, obviously. Ongoing with mares that are first up here in Vane Queen and A Time for Julia. Vane Queen, probably better known as a straight track performer, but I think her runs at Caulfield have been fine, and I just think everything's been primed at one big go at a race. I think the Lightning was an option last week and probably came up a bit strong, but the handicap conditions here suit her trials. She's been trialled very quietly. Just, as I said, I think have one big explosive run, and I'm going to go with her to beat 9. A Time for Julia. Love the way she's been trialling. I think she maps really well here. She's got a terrific chance. 13 Iconic. He'll need a really good duck and weave ride by Chris Parnham because he'll be beaten for speed. He's a really good horse fresh. He came into this race third up last year and he was on the way out and he failed, but I like that Tony McAvoy's brought him in fresh. He's trialled up well and fast and rocking. I just think he'll be one down the outside, very strong late. He'll need every bit of the 1,100, but he does race well here at Caulfield. 6-9, 13-4.
Yeah, very tough race. I've come up with the same one on top here, number 6, Vane Queen, I think for all the reasons mentioned. Just that last win before a spell down the straight was absolutely dynamic. Had no luck here in a race going back last campaign at Caulfield. Soft trials, looked to be midfield with good speed on, and let rip down the middle to beat number 16, Earthquake, who's had trials without the blinkers. Can see a spot there for Earthquake to slot in up near the front, third or fourth, and get a great run. 5, Shamar Wind, looks to have come back in fantastic form. The scratchings haven't helped her a lot. She'll be a long way back. And fourth, number 13, Iconic. Good trialer recently in Adelaide, but certainly going to need luck in the straight. 6, 16, 5 and 13.
To race number 8. This is the feature, the $1 million Blue Diamond.
And here we go. Stoker is $11, and that puts it on the third line of betting. Of the Brave at 14, Prompt Return 61, Manhattan Blues 41, Sumpay at 14, Bantam 81, Pride of Dubai at 6, Fontaton $2.15, and it's in from 220 already today. Thurlow at 21, Flamboyant Lass 23, Miss Gidget 26, Claudia Jean out. Lake Geneva 11, Heir Apparent 18, and Remar 100s. Well, she's been the favourite since the first markets went up, Fontaton, on the back of that win at Moonee Valley over Cox Plate Day, and been solid all the time. Very, very well supported. Very well supported through doubles. One customer's got a double worth $100,000 if she wins today off a winner at Ipswich on Wednesday called Wobbly Boots. And also there's one big double with her into First Seal and Dissident, $15,000 on that at $8 odd. So very, very well backed. Second pick a long way away is Pride of Dubai, then Sumpay, and then Of the Brave.
Righto. Dean, who takes it up here?
Yeah, that's the query, Andrew, I suppose. I expect Bantam with the blinkers on to be ridden very aggressively from the inside. Of the Brave from a middle draw, you've got the likes of Fontaton will have to protect her space from the inside. Stoker, Prompt Return, Miss Gidget. Flamboyant Lass has got the blinkers off. Does that suggest maybe she'll be just ridden a little bit quieter? But, yeah, there will certainly be plenty of pressure early.
And how do you see, Mark, the draw for the favourite here? Barrier 1, Fontaton.
Horrible. I think if you were going to pick a barrier that you didn't want, Andrew, it would have been barrier 1. You know, Dean's mentioned all those horses that can press forward. Remar from out wide has to make a decision. Flamboyant Lass, with the blinkers off, two starts ago, absolutely flew the barriers and went forward. So, it's going to be interesting to see how it works out for Mark Zara there.
Righto, Dean, give us your thoughts here in the feature Blue Diamond.
I'm going with the favourite. The pitfalls have been of how she may get beaten have just been outlined by Mark, but ultimately I think she's got the best ability, and I think whenever Mark Zara's needed her talent to push through or make her own luck at the right time, she's got that and the turn of speed to use it, and I think she'll do it again today. I think Stoker can run really well here. He's through a different form line, and I think he can run very well. He was quite good at Sandown, and just like I love the 2-year-olds with the 3 weeks between runs, and I think he'll run well. 7 Pride of Dubai, the best from the Colts division. 1200 is going to suit him. And next best, number 14, Heir Apparent. I think the way this race sets up, she'll be just sneaking through on the back of the likes of Pride of Dubai, Stoker, Fontaton. She's got a great chance of getting in the money at good odds. 8, 1, 7, and 14.
Yeah, I'll tip number 8, Andrew Fontaton. But look, if they all run to the best they can do, she'll win. It's probably as simple as that. But where she ends up in the run, that's the real query. To beat number 5, Sompei. If they do happen to bunch up, Sompei's the one, probably going to be 2/3 of the way back in the 3-wide line. Ran well last time, the blinkers go on. 7 Pride of Dubai is the absolute raw talent. You just don't know whether it will be do everything right on Blue Diamond Day to win, or whether it will jump out of the ground from its last run. And 4th pick, number 13, Lake Geneva, who ran well on debut, trialled recently against Prompt Return and Claudia Jean, and looked quite good in that trial. 8, 5, 7, and 13.
That's the Blue Diamond. The last at Caulfield is at 6:25. It seems hours away, doesn't it? Let's look at
it
the
is.
Market. I suppose it is, isn't it? It is. 6:25.
It's about 9 hours away, Andrew.
I was trying to work it out, yeah. I'm done with clocks. Righto, give us the market.
Okay, we've got Big Memory here in the last at $3.80. Spurtonic at $8.50. Got to take care. He's not there. No deduction. Like a Carousel, $26. Chester Road, the favourite at $3.60. Extra Zero, $8.50. Index Linked at $4. Escado came out on Thursday, 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Phantom Brew came out this morning, 8 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Bunlock at $81. Skelto at $31. Inner Showen came out yesterday, 10 cents and 10 cents. Hannaford at $61. We get down to Zadon at 11, Martin Vast at 26, and Subiaso's not there, and no deduction for him. Best supported runner dollar-wise in the last is Index Linked in front of Big Memory, then Chester Road, so concentrating on the 3 picks, and then Zadon.
Yeah, Chris, while they're concerned with the inside draw that the horse Index Linked doesn't get too revved up, he told us earlier. Mark, which one for you in the last?
I don't like this race. I'll tip number 6, Extra Zero, on top. I just don't think it went for the apprentice last time. Michael Walker gets back on, gets a good barrier, should dag along, gets a firmer track to beat number 7, Index Linked, who showed a return to form last start. 1, Big Memory, probably not that well served at the weights, but fitter for that last run. And number 5, Chester Road, who had no luck last start, ran really well. I think it's got into rock bottom odds, though. 6, 7, 1, and 5.
I think Big Memory's the bet of the day. I thought he just looked as though he needed the run first up. It was a far superior race to this. I think a really important scratching here at Phantom Brew, just taking that high pressure out of it. So won't be a stronger race second up, and I think he'll be just too good. 1, to beat 7, Index Linked, who ran well last start. He looked really well in the yard that day, so he's starting to really get into his work now with 4 runs under his belt. 5, Chester Road, was quite a good run last start. Looked a bit unlucky. He'll be competitive, and I'll put Spurtonic in the likely leader next best. 1, 7, 5, 2.
1, 7, 5, and 2 in the last for Dean. Big Memory in the last, Dean.
Yeah, he's my best, Andrew, and best value in the Peter Young Real Love, race 6, number 13.
Race 6, number 13, something each way there, and race 9, number 1. And what about you, Mark?
A few shorties. I'll try to get my money in the first 5 races, but I'll go with race 1, number 5, Armada is my best.
Race 1, number 5, Armada. Good luck, Mark.
Thank you.
That's Mark Hunter. Dean, we'll hear from you right through the day, a part of our national racing service, and then tomorrow, and then into Monday with Punters Postmortem. You'll have plenty to chat about on Monday.
We certainly will, Andrew. The wash-up of the Blue Diamond moving forward to the Slipper. Of course, the Chipping Norton is just a cracking race today in Sydney. Can't wait to see that. And hopefully plenty of calls about the weekend of racing.
Yep, that'll be Monday, 13:53:53. Good on you, Dean.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester there. And Glenn, just starting to lose the time clock a little bit here. 9 hours, the last race at Caulfield. What have you got for us there for the jockey challenges?
Okay, we'll have a look at the jockeys. Challenges are open, and then we've got a couple of special markets available for Warwick Farm as well today. But in the jockeys challenge at Caulfield, first of all, the favourite in the jocks is Damien Oliver, 215. Craig Williams, 260. Dwayne Dunn, 650. Ben Mellum, 11. Mark Zara, 12. Any other jockey, 18. Chad Schofield, 26. Vlad Djurić at 35. At the farm for Chipping Norton Day, the favourite in the jocks is Blake Shin, 350. James McDonald, 420. Tommy Berry and Jason Collett, both 550. Karen McAvoy, who'll be a guest just after 10 on Tab Talk, at $8. Huey Bowman's at 9. Any other jockeys at 13. And Brenton Abdullah at 18. Morfordville's up and running. Favourite there, Jason Holder over Claire Lindop. The New Zealand Jockeys Challenges are up at Ellerslie and Hastings. And those special Warwick Farm markets, Blake Shin, the number of wins. Chris Waller, the number of wins. Remember, you can back Chris Waller to train the winner of the Chipping Norton at $3.60, or you can back the field at $1.28. First Warwick Farm horse home in the Guy Walter. Arabian Gold favourite there over Dear Demi and Chintz. And plenty of other markets also coming up throughout the day.
Yep, and we'll talk about some of those on Tab Talk. Good on you, mate.
Talk to you later.
About 27 minutes away is Tab Talk. Oh. Joining us then will be Kieran McAvoy and Peter Galagotis. Lots of other key racing information for today's feature programs. In a moment, we'll be looking at Doomben.
Sky Sports Radio has all your summer harness and greyhound racing covered. Sunday mornings from 10:30, we bring you reactions from trainers and drivers on all the latest winners. Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The new generation CLS Class is not for everyone. With its state-of-the-art technology, groundbreaking design and refined interior, it's for those who dare to be different. Experience the new generation CLS Class at Mercedes-Benz Parramatta or mbparramatta.com.au today.
Want the first bite of the breeding stock buying bench?
Now is the time to enter your weanlings, racemares and broodmares to the English Australian Broodmare and Weanling Sale. May 3 to 5 at Newmarket, Sydney.
Entries close March 6. For information, visit English.com.au.
Where it's moving and where it's not. Sydney traffic on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Good morning. If you're coming down towards Sydney on the M1 this morning at Wurrunga, just approaching Pennant Hills Road for southbounders, just beware there's some metal on the road. It's in lane one affecting traffic this morning. Now, due to the music festival on today at Randwick Racecourse, special event clearways are in place and delays can be expected.
Hi, it's Anthony Collins and I can't wait to be a part of the inaugural country championships throughout New South Wales. I'll be at Port Macquarie March 6 to call some of our best country horses heading towards the $300,000 country championships final at Randwick on Saturday, April 4. Right here on your championship station, Sky Sports Radio.
Where it's moving and where it's not. Sydney traffic on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Good morning at Wurrunga. If you're coming down towards Sydney on the M1 Pacific Motorway, as you approach Pennant Hills Road, just beware there's some metal on the road. It's affecting southbounders. It's in lane one. Now, due to the music festival on today at Randwick Racecourse, special event clearways are in place and delays can be expected throughout the area. Get better than half price with Woolies Red Spot specials like 160 to 190 gram Arnott's Shapes varieties, only $1.40 each. Save $1.59. Get into Woolies today. I'm Graham, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Group 1 racing returns to Royal Randwick next Saturday, featuring the Girvan Wall Randwick Guineas. It's one of the key races of the Sydney Autumn Carnival and a major event for top quality young gallopers striving to become stars of the turf. The Racing Smorgasbord also features the Group 1 Canterbury Stakes, along with the Group 2 Highland Race Colours Challenge Stakes and the Riesling and Todman Stakes. Buy now and save 25% off general admission tickets at theraces.com.au.
Right now, Toyota Material Handling is having a massive forklift clear-out of 2014 plated stock. Score a great deal across a selected range of new forklifts available for immediate delivery. Toyota Counterbalance Forklifts, Stackers, Pallet Trucks, Order Pickers, Reach Forklifts. You need it, Toyota Material Handling has it. And if it's 2014 plated, you get a great deal. Hurry, the Toyota Material Handling 2014 plated stock forklift clear-out ends March 31. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.
With all the latest news and tips, this is Racing HQ Saturday on Sky Sports Radio.
Time to look at the nine races at Doomben. We've got a soft five, possible showers forecast, and the weather's overcast. Bernadette Cooper, morning, Bernie.
Morning, Andrew. Nice to be joining you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful morning here this morning.
We had one very light shower. Sun shower, I would call that.
Yep.
Very early this morning.
Mm. Right home. All right. Sounds good. Soft five at this stage. We'll wait and see if there's improvement off there. We better get into this. Nine races. The first race, you can take out four, and then the emergencies, 14 through 17.
Yeah, look, I'm in the corner of Sin City from the Liam Birchley stable. Obviously, she's a filly that he thought enough to take her to Mooney Valley for the English 2-year-old. She didn't perform too well down there at all. In fact, she ran last. But the win prior to that in the kickoff 2-year-old race here at Toowoomba was very strong when she beat Bands Princess. And she's had a nice long break now. And this, to be honest, doesn't look to be a 2-year-old race with a massive amount of depth. So we'll stick with her. And Shani DiCaprio is the experienced one. And, you know, he just got boxed away on the fence the other day and it wasn't his day to be. He really couldn't get out. I don't know that he would have gone a whole lot better, but he wasn't far away in the end. Two, Captainia, nice win at the Gold Coast. Probably would have preferred 1,200, but he looked like he's a nice little Captain Sonador colt. And the three, Lujak for four, 12, 1, 2 and 3.
Race number two is over the 2,200, scratching number seven.
Yeah, look, I want to stick with Vodnik. He's a horse I've been on his last three starts. He's a real trier. He's lightly raced. He's only had the nine starts to date, so three wins for 2 seconds. Certainly the best of the rest will take some beating. And I like Frightening Bolt in there also. Frightening Bolt gets in with a lightweight with Jim Orman on. He ran second the other day at the Gold Coast. I don't know if he's quite up to city class yet, but probably this is not a bad race for him to have a crack at. And for fourth, I put in the 10. Which is Wimple Street. He ran out of his skin the other day. He chased best of the rest home, ran second. And it's actually only a class one horse. 4, 5, 1, 10.
To race number three. This is over the 11, 10. A few scratchings here, but emergencies get a start. Take out 1, 3, 5, 8, 12, and then the emergencies 18, 19, and 21.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to get off Blackboard Special here. He was brilliant.
He was good the other day.
Yeah, it was a great win. I don't see why he won't be winning this race again. He's drawn the perfect gate. There's plenty of speed again in this race. You've got the likes of Thinky Saurus and Sons of God drawn 18 and 19. I think they'll start from 13 or 14. But still, that's screaming speed. So he's going to get exactly the same run. He's got enough speed to sort of make himself positive without burning himself up like these other two most likely will. So I'm sticking with him, made him a special. I like 2, Jefferson Park. He's got great first up form. He loves Doombin. Craig Martin's bringing him up. Then I went the way of the 13, which is Heart Smart, who'll love to come off a hot speed there also. He's a nice show of heart, gelding from the Steve O'Day stable. Good winner when he beat Queen of Georgia at the Sunshine Coast last time out, and Simply Smart for fourth. 14, 2, 13, and 7.
Righto, 14 on top to race 4 again over the 11, 10. Take out 1, 7, 11, and 14.
Well, it looks, Pienka, obviously from the Golan stable, Tony thinks it's his best runner today. But when you've had a horse that's been really good to you, it's hard to jump off. And Lady Jet Set has been that to me. So today she's been winning 1,000 metre races. I don't have any qualms about her. Running a 1,200, so the 1,100 doesn't put me off at all here today. She's drawn a little awkwardly. I mean, Pienka will probably press forward and cross this field, whereas Lady Jet Setter doesn't have that sort of speed, and she's probably got just enough gate speed, you know, for it to get tricky for her mid-race. So Travis Wolfgram, you know, needs to have his navigating hat on pretty firm and tight here for this one, but just the same, she's got a lovely finish, and when she lets down, she really attacks the line, so she's got race fitness on her side to the favourite there. I left the favourite in for second. I put 9 in for third, which is Hotel Drive. It's 2 from 2. And then I went the way of the 8. This is a nice horse, actually. Brian Wakefield trained him, Siliqua. And he beat the older horses in a class 2 the other day at the Sunshine Coast. And one with a bit in hand. So I put him in for 4, 3, 4, 9, 8.
Race 5 is the next over again, the 11-10. Take out 9, 12... 13 and 14.
Yeah, a little bit of American hustler here, I think. Made him a special. Thought his wins have all been good. Neuschwanstein, who he beat last time out, bolted in at Sunshine Coast last night. Looked like he just chimed in at the 100. It was that easy. So he's a nice little horse. He's not overly big, but Matt Dunn's got a good opinion of him, and he's been really well placed to date. So certainly today is by far his hardest task. But back to 3-year-old company, because he beat the older horses last time out. I think it looks a good race for him. I put three in as a danger, Hazard Bay. This is the old buck jumper that hopefully doesn't want to be doing any of that buck jumping today. Remember, he broke Glenn Hollis's jaw, him.
Yep.
But he's got a ton of ability, this horse. The top weight Amazays gets all the favours from Barrier 1 today. And Board Director off a hot speed is just flying at the moment, finishing his races off really well. 2-3-1-5.
First leg of the quaddie is the $100,000 Felvalon, held over from last week in this race, race 6. No scratchings, a field of 10.
Look, I was tempted to make Excellente a special here. Had he sort of drawn sort of 5 or inside, I probably would have. In saying that, I do think he's going to get across here. I think, you know, your obvious leader is Rocket to Glory. He's a one-trick pony, and he's been freshened up nicely for this too. But Excellente sat 3 deep. The whole race the other day behind Felino and Gully Command, or he ran second behind Felino. They ran 1-8, 83 and 34 home the last 600. So it was an outstanding effort to run second. I really think he's going to win today. Morning Captain is, he'd had a bit of a gap between those last two runs, but he did race very well. So he is coming back 100 metres though. Then I've got the 3, Rocket to Glory in for third, and Architect. Surely he couldn't win 2 in a row, could he? I can't catch him anyway. 2-1-3-5.
2-1-3-5 there. Race 7, a benchmark 85. Take out 2, 9, 14, and 17.
I'm tipping the 15 here, which is big decision. He's got some great second up form. He really is at his best second up. Tipped him the other day at the Sunshine Coast. The race has got called off after about the 6th race. So he has missed a run there, which, you know, probably isn't ideal. But nonetheless, he said 10 days probably to get a bit fitter there also. So there could be a plus for him there. But I'm going to tip him. I put the 13 in as the danger, which is Miss Barbella, who's first up from a spell. We haven't seen her since September, but she went out a dazzling winner there at Doomben. I put the 16 in for third, Miss Cover Girl. This is her first sort of go out of 3-year-old grade. But she'll get a nice run here. There's good speed and she'll get a good trail. And then I went the way of the 6, which is Anna Lizzie, who's had a little freshen up coming back in distance. 15, 13, 16 and 6.
To race 8, this is another good lead race into a few, maybe coming to Sydney. The Tattersalls Members Cup, a race worth $100,000. Take out a 1, 11 and 12.
I've gone a bit wide here, Andrew. Be What You Want To Be is about 16 to 1 this morning. It's an interesting race because Black Jet drew the drum gate the other day in Box Theatre, which we've never seen him do, and he's drawn 15 today. And you've still got plenty of speed in the race with Kiss Me Deadly and Mike Lauder out wide. Disappointing run by All Night Saint the other day. But this horse, Be What You Want To Be, last preparation was listed place in the Tats Mile behind Jet Set Lad and Kingdoms at Eagle Farm. So, you know, he really can do it when he wants to. He hasn't had a whole lot of luck this time in. The other day he had 10 from the mile and he was wide and things didn't go his way. He had 57.5 kilos. Today he's got Barrier 1. He's got 54 kilos on his back. He's got Michael Carl on board. And I just think with those factors put into consideration, this horse could likely win this race at double figure odds. So I'm going to have a crack at him today. I put Harada Bay in as the danger. Surely he's got to win one soon. He's always about the money. 7, Black Jet. Don't know where he's going to map from there. Sure, at a guess, I'd think they would have to go back with him. And 6, All Night Saint for 4. 10, 4, 7 and 6.
And the last race, race 9, at 6:17 our time. The scratchings are 9:14, and then the emergencies 18, 19 and 21.
Well, Diamond Fund is absolutely flying this little mare. I thought her last win was by far her strongest win. She box-seated. I see her doing the same today. She's drawn a great gate in 5. She wants to win. She's won 4 in a row. The first 3, she was like just getting there, but she got there because she wanted to win. She chased Queen of the Locks really hardly over the 1400 there at the Sunshine Coast, but the other day it was just all too easy for her. So I don't see why she wouldn't win again. I put 5 in as the danger, Knight Templar. And why am I putting him in? Because I thought he ran a shocker, not a shocker, but I thought he ran out under his best last time out. First time he stepped up to 1350 this time in. I did talk to Scotty Galloway after the run the other day, and he said, I think he's just looking for further. So the fact that he's drawn 18, he comes in a couple, really doesn't put me off him because he's the sort of horse you're not going to want to stoke him up to get near the lead. You're just going to come across nice and steady. So if he just makes a beeline for that half-mile sort of fence. When he comes out of the gate, that should be nice. Two, Callum gets all the favours from Barrier 1, and six, Taquinas. Up in distance, this North Queenslander rattled home the other day in a 1,000-metre race, so 8, 5, 2 and 6.
Righto, what's the best?
Oh, I went race 3, number 14, Blackboard Special, and race 5, number 2, American Hustler.
Race 5, number 2. So 3, 14 and 5, 2. 1:18, the first at Doomben. Our time, Bernie, we'll see you on Sky Racing World, which is now on the basic tier. You don't have to pay your $5 wherever you are. You can watch Sky Racing World at any time.
It'll make Mum happy.
It will. It will. Good on you. Thanks, Bernie.
See you.
Bernadette Cooper looking at Doomben. We're going straight to Kembla Grange now to look at this program. It's a heavy eight after they copped plenty of rain there on Wednesday night. What did they get there? What did I wrote down here? 40 mils, Wayne Harris, on Wednesday.
That's right, Andrew. Yeah, good morning. Good morning to everyone. We had a stack of rain early in the week. It's been very good since, say, Wednesday. It's been good drying weather, but I think they had a heavy dew on the track this morning, which kept it in that heavy range. But anyway, we're doing our best.
All right, let's have a look at them, mate. The first at 1:22, and the scratchings are 1, 4, and 8.
And the scratchings knocked the race around. I've ended up settling this way, 10, 2, 9, and 11. Just saw number 10, Silent Rush, one from Bjorn Baker stable. Bjorn's got a couple of nice runners here today. Was led and just run down at Wyong at last start. If it reproduces that run and gets through the ground, it should be very, very hard to beat. Did trial all right in a wet one day, I just noticed. Number 2, Dal Shamar. I can't believe this galloper hasn't won before now. He's been placed 4 of his 5 career runs. His first out run at Newcastle was very good recently, and he's been placed on the heavy before, so he'll be around the money again. I thought number 9, Siafta, much improved run first up last start, best career run yet. And I thought we'd throw in this first starter from the Team Cummings camp, War of the Roses, number 11. I thought she trialled all right, so we'll go that way. 10, 2, 9, 11.
Race number 2, a benchmark 60 here. Wayne, there's no scratchings.
1, 3, 5 and 4. Looks a good race for number 1, Roubaix. From the Joe Pride camp, Joe's got a couple of nice runners here today. He's opted for the claim for Kobe Jennings, got the big weight here. Has been placed first up this prep on a heavy track at Rose Hill. So he's got a bit of city form here, only the big weight you've got to worry about, but his first up form's pretty good. He's won before, so we'll go with him. I think he's got a bit of class on these horses. 3, Pinball Dawn, resuming from a very long break, had very good form before going for a break. I think it's a query horse in the race. 5, Boys Day Out. Ratsfeller from Canberra doesn't bring many horses up here to Kembla Grange. This horse was a very, very game winner first up at Goulburn recently, and that was on a soft track, so I'm sure it'll run well today. And 4, Rebeck, he's a 10-year-old, but he appreciates the sting out of the ground. He's a local horse with the claim. You've got to give him some chance. So 1, 3, 5 and 4.
To race number 3 at Kembla at Class 2, down to a field of 5 here. Scratchings are 3 and 7.
Very competitive race. So I've got numbers 2, 4, 1 and 5. I think she's pretty smart. Chris Lee is another one that doesn't come to Kembla Grange too often, but normally goes home with the chocolates. And I think number 2, Powerline, it's only had the 4 career runs, been out of a place once, was a city winner last prep. Resumes here, its trials have been all right, and I think it's the way to go. Only got to get through the ground. I noticed its trials last preparation did trial all right, but it's never raced in wet conditions. But it's on top, number 2, Powerline. I thought number 4 would be the danger, Kangaroo. He's got a little bit of wet track form. He's always around the money. He tries hard. He'll run well again today. Last try wins was a dual acceptor. Wasn't at Warwick Farm today, and he loves this Kembla circuit here. He's racing career best form. Got to be considered. Could easily win the race. Out of the other two, probably number 5, Slick Speed. I think he handles the ground all right. So 2, 4, 1 and 5. I think one of my top the 3 tips there can win the race in a field of 5.
Okay, so that's 2, 4, 1 and 5 in race 3. Race 4, you can take out number 10.
This is a very good maiden, Andrew. I've settled on 1, 4, 2 and 7. Aravali from the Joe Pride camp. He's gone with the claim again for Kobe Jennings, and that's a big plus, I think, on these wet tracks, taking a little bit of weight relief off. Now, it's been placed as 2 runs back from a spell, and it's been ridden off the speed. Last prep was always ridden up on the speed, but this time it's been ridden off the speed. It was a beaten odds on favourite at Hawkesbury first up. It was only just beaten on that occasion. That was on a heavy track, then went to a good track at Wyong and ran a very good third there. So I just think again, he's a 1,200 now. He'll look the winner at some part and very hard to beat. I've gone for one of these first starters from the Astute Van Dyke stable, Duke's Call. I thought his trials have been good, and one of those trials was on the wet. So I think you watch the market with it. Number two, Almost Grand, liked his trial. The only start that he had was back in July last year, and he's very well fancied at Cessnock and finished just behind the place getters. So his trial recently was quite good. So I think watch the market with him as well. And number seven, Bolaro, another one coming down from Newcastle, has been around the money in all her career runs, resumes here today. I think she's got to be considered. Very good maiden, 1427.
Righto. To race number five, this is a class one and maiden. Scratchings are 2 and 4.
Yeah, whatever stays the best wins here, Andrew. It's a 2,400-metre race. I've gone 8, 3, 7 and 12. Look, Zazali from the Team Cummings camp, I think she should have won the last two starts. She got back too far at Scone and was beaten there over the mile. Then she went to Newcastle and she just chimed in and won as she liked over the 1850. So she goes to 2,400 metres today. She looks like she'll eat up the ground. I think she might be promising, so we'll go with her. Hardened Criminal number 3, Wild Eye. He's only won the one start in 37, but he stays all day. So he'll get the trip and he gets through the ground all right. Other chances, number 7, Ellie's Gem, only lightly raced. It was a third career run the other day when it won on the soft at Gosford, once made there, so you can't doubt it. And I thought a very well-bred one here, High Chaparral out of Timberina, number 12, High Country. It's done nothing so far, but gee, it could be improved. It's only lightly raced. 8, 3, 7 and 12.
To race number 6, benchmark 65 over the 1,300, takeout number 5, Cat's Wish.
8, 11, 6 and 1. Gone with number 8 here on top, NASCAR, one of the Godolphin team. Resuming from a spell here today, its trials have been quite good. Look, its only career run that it was out of a place was in a strong race at Warwick Farm behind a drift who goes around as one of the picks in the surround today. Is a city winner before that, so back in November. So I think it's definitely the way to go, number 8, NASCAR. I think the dangerous number 11, Happy Schnitzel, had the one run back from a spell and it ran quite fairly behind the smart Mr. Bogart there at Canterbury. It was just behind the place getters. It's only other career run that was very impressive, winning at Goulburn last prep. So I think it's the main danger. We go to number 6, which is Hell No. Ran terrific first up here recently behind the smart Rodin Drive. So I think it's got to be considered and it has one second up before. And at number 1, Manorwood. See, well, he's not right out of it. And he's had the one run back from a spell. He's beaten a fair way at Warwick Farm. But I think he had excuses. And he has got a little bit of second up form. And he's a little bit of class when he brings his best form to the races. So 8, 11, 6 and 1.
Race number 7, a maiden over the 1,400. Scratchings are 9 and 11.
I've got numbers 12, 3, 5 and 2. Number 12, Last Trependa, trained on the track here by Kerry Parker. When it really attacked the line last start over the 1,500 metres here, was very heavily backed on that occasion. Only query, coming back to the 1,400 metres. So I think it's going to be hard to beat all the same. I thought the danger coming up a 3, Foghorn, one of the markable runners in the race. He'll be winning sooner than later. He went terrific first up recently when running placing here at Kembla Grange, and he'll be around the money again. The number 5, Backstop. Just no wet form for this one from the Ryan camp. It's had 2 runs back from a spell, been very, very good placings at Wyong. So if it gets through the ground, got the inside draw, a lot of favours there. And I like one of the first starters away at trial, number 2, Flowing On. It's one of its trials was on the wet too, and I think it's got a little bit of ability. So 12, 3, 5 and 2, and I think we watched the market very closely with that race, Andrew.
All right, your mounting yard mail will be crucial there for that one. The last over the 1,500, there's no scratchings.
No, 7, 4, 1 and 3. I thought number 7 was the way to go here. Shanzem, another one from Bjorn Baker camp. Look, it's had 2 runs for 2 wins, and they've both been only out at Orange, but I tell you what, it's looked quite promising. Both its wins have looked a class above its rivals, and both them runs have been on soft tracks. I think it's coming to the provincials here in good form, and it'll be very, very hard to beat. Hard to jump on them after the 1-2, but I just think it might be going somewhere. Put number 4, Lad About Town. He's 2 runs back from his spell, been very, very good here at Kembla. 2 very good places. He's gone down fighting and he'll do the same again today. 1 Gambler's Blues racing in a purple patch of form, but it's back, coming back in trip here, which is a little bit of a query, I suppose, but I'm sure it'll be there. And 3 My Tire Lady. She's racing well and she'll lead them a merry chase in the last year. So 7, 4, 1 and 3.
Well, no, they're the 8 races there. We'll watch the track, how it plays a heavy 8 at this stage. What's your fancy?
I always worry wet tracks, Andrew, but I think there's 2 that are going to be very hard to beat here today. Race 2, number 1, Rubai, and race 3, number 2, Powerline. I think they'll go very, very close.
Righto. 2, 1 and 3, 2 are the ones there. For Kembla Grange, you'll be in the yard prior to each race this afternoon. Key information for our Sky Sports Radio listeners, Wayne.
Sure will, Andrew. Hope we can find a winner from the yard.
Good on you, mate. Wayne Harris joining us there looking at Kembla. Ganada is our other program today beginning at 12.50. And as I say, that's the other TAB program. Tumut, we've got a non-TAB meeting at Tumut. Their track is a firm two today. And the other way is Tuncurry. Tuncurry have got a non-TAB on a good four. And there's a picnic meeting at Yass today with the Yass picnics beginning at 12.30 and they're on a firm two. So good luck to all of those race clubs around New South Wales. Bob Patsky's online. Morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're off to Gunnedah today. They had a bit of overnight rain, I'm going off memory here earlier on.
18 mil.
Yeah, 18 mil. So Gunnedah at the moment is a soft five. So let's hope that rain has cleared, Bob.
I think it has. It's fine here at Tamworth. I'm just about to leave to go to Gunnedah, but it can handle the water. Gunnedah, it's a beautiful track over there.
Okay.
They'll have a good day there today.
Righto. Have you got a couple of good things for us?
I don't know about good things. They don't look real easy today. I thought in race two, number one, Volta, Leanne Henry on board, nicely drawn in gate four, comes off a second behind Mickey Candu, its last start at Tari, trained by Greg Bennett. I think it'll go close in the second or the last of the day. Number two, Don't Tease Me, another Leanne Henry rider for Stephen Gleese at Musselbrook. One has made it well. He's been stepped up to class two at the Walker Cup Carnival, beaten three lengths by Blink and Rock, and back to a class one here this afternoon. It's drawn wide in gate 14, but they have a run of about 600 metres in the one turn home at Gunnedah. It's a race that's a helter-skelter race. I think it's a good chance for the last. So it's race two, number one, Volta. Race six, number two, Don't Tease Me, Andrew.
They're the best for Gunnedah today. Good calling, Bob.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot. Bob Patsky there calling at Gunnedah, where it's a soft-rated track this morning. That's all of our previews for this hour. We're going to take a break, and then we're back with TAB Talk, Glenn Munsey, and a number of special guests.
That's the sound of summer ending. And Group 1 Racing returning at last. And to welcome the racing back, here's an outstanding offer from the TAB. Have a trifecta on any of the Group 1 Thoroughbred races in February with your TAB account or TAB Rewards card. And if your bet loses but two out of three placings are correct, score a bonus bet up to $50 or equivalent points. The action's calling. At your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile. See tab.com.au for T's and C's. Gamble responsibly.
Now is the time. Time to sell your weanlings and capitalise on increasing market strength.
The English Australian Broodmare and Weanling Sale. May 3 to 5 at Newmarket, Sydney.
Entries close March 6.
For information, visit english.com.au.
A massive jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $50,000 Big Six jackpot at Warwick Farm. That's a massive $50,000 up for grabs. Plus, tomorrow, there's a $25,000